From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dacus.
Merry Christmas. This is Brad Dacus, president of the Pacific Justice Institute. Did you know that it is constitutional for religious Christmas songs in school performances? Well, it is. Courts have recognized that sacred music is an indispensable part of Western culture. You just have to balance a sacred Christmas song with a secular Christmas song. So, hark the herald and let the angels sing. Visit pgi.org and download our free guide, Christmas Q&A.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
On it. Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Michael Cohen says that he lied in order to protect you.
Yeah.
What's your response to that?
Let me tell you, I never directed him to do anything wrong. Whatever he did on his own. He's a lawyer. A lawyer who represents a client is supposed to do the right thing. That's why you pay them a lot of money, et cetera, et cetera. He is a lawyer. He represents a client. I never directed him to do anything incorrect or wrong. And he understands that. Look, he did some bad things unrelated to me, maybe related to his other clients. I wasn't his only client. He had other clients.
Golly, it's just, I just don't even care. Oh, my gosh. So we have some breaking news, by the way. Oh, I know. Welcome. It's so, just FYI, it's Friday. I'm Dana Lash, at Dana Lash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. Dana, why do you sound like a man today? Well, let me tell you, it's because weather in Texas sucks, but, and it's 40 degrees today, it's going to be 60 degrees tomorrow, and on top of that, I was up very, very, very late finishing, working on book stuff, and I'll tell you more about that later. So, anyway, the chief of staff, musical chairs, is going on, so Chris Christie apparently was considered, and he's like, I'm not going to do it. He bowed out. He's like, I'm not... Okay, good. I'm actually glad because I was not a fan. Not a fan. I don't think I ever have been. I was just, let me flip through my, nope. Flip through my mental Rolodex. Nope, wasn't a fan. Not a fan. So, the musical chairs, that just came out. So, there was a list that the president had, like a list of like five people. And now I think it's narrowing down even more. So this whole situation with the Cohen stuff and all of this, I'm still waiting for proof. I'm still waiting for any kind of collusion. So far, haven't seen it. And the Cohen stuff continues. Can I just be, it's because it's Friday and I'm tired and I just really don't care. If you saw my Instagram live last night, how sweet was I? Now I'm tired. But I'll say this. I just don't care. I mean, I don't care if he paid off 30 hookers. I really don't care. Do you know why? You want to know why? Do I think it's bad? Yes, but that's separate from the reality of me not caring. And why is it that I don't care? Because it is not germane to the Marussia stuff. That's why. If the hookers that he paid off were all Vladimir Putin, then okay, you got something. I am all ears. Impress me. Wow me. Make me forget that I can't take a Sudafed for another 3 hours. Great. So fine with that. But nothing. Like, golly, it's like the biggest disappointment ever. Progressives are like the people who give you socks for Christmas. You know, they promise you all of these things. And look, I'm not complaining because if there was big, giant news and it turns out he's bad, can you imagine the news cycle? I work in the news cycle. How is that bad for me? You see what I'm saying? We'll make it rain from anything. How's that bad for me? So there you go. There's my dog in this fight. I'm somewhat kidding. Somewhat. But we were promised like all of these things, and progressive so far, you guys are the most disappointing people ever. We keep opening these presents and they're socks. This sucks. And they're not even like the good kind. It's not even like the gold toe from Walmart, right? Have y'all ever had them gold toe socks? That toe ain't going nowhere. But, I mean, my point is that it's just been entirely disappointing for far too long. They need some political Viagra. I don't know what it is, but something to the effect. Because these people are just a sad bunch of disappointing folks. And they keep saying, but this and this. Oh, well, good for you. None of that is the conspiracy stuff that y'all were promising. Oh, you got the two dumbest people that worked for Donald Trump. You got them involved in what, tax fraud? And then the other lied because he didn't register as a foreign agent. Ooh, you're so good. You were able to outwit Michael Cohen, who's known as one of the dumbest people in New York. Good for you. That's like, you know, outrunning a two-legged dog. So good. You're so great. I'm just waiting, and I don't have nothing yet. I don't know. Maybe I'm expecting too much from the left. Maybe I'm just expecting too much. You know? Maybe it's just my expectations are too high. Maybe it's that Christmas season, and I'm just, you know what? Instead of having, like, the perfect, you know, conspiracy unveiling, you know, it's just not going to happen for them. Let's just, everybody's expectations are always high this time of year. Let's just roll it on back and accept it for what it is. Just a giant blot of disappointment. That's all it is, every single time. So depressing. So I'm waiting. I'm waiting just to see more. I literally have this written on my show sheet. Bork, 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 ma Trump. That's literally how it's written. So Congress skips town to shut down New Year's. Republicans and Democrats are not negotiating on how to avert an impending partial government shutdown. I hope they don't. Shut it down. I'm okay with that. I'm like the guy from Ghostbusters who's arguing with Pete Venkman. Shut it down. The pencil neck from the EPA, which is how I learned how to hate the EPA, was from Ghostbusters. Thank you, Ghostbusters. But they say there's no discernible plan, none that's been disclosed. Cornyn says everyone's looking for the White House for a signal about what he wants to do. I don't think that you need a signal. I mean, didn't he just pretty much explain, look, I get this, or you can do this? Isn't that what he pretty much said? I mean, that's what other signal do you need? I don't get that one. So, I don't know. The basic goal at this point is for each party to blame the other side. But really, I don't know how anybody can sit here and say, well, we're not going to fund. Well, I don't care what you think of the wall. I don't care. The point is that's honestly, let's think about it. A lot of people voted for this president because of his position on immigration, and they like the wall. I can't tell you how many places I went to in the country, and I heard build the wall, build the wall. So they're going to want that. Congress needs to figure out how to fulfill the voters' request, and the majority of voters wanted it, so make it happen. This is how our democratic process works in our constitutional republic. God bless America. So we'll watch for that. Paris says that they're going to have some more violence, a fifth straight week of violent protests. Can French people be violent? Okay. I'm joking. Everybody gird your, just grab your britches. You're all right. So the police are getting ready because apparently they were saying, oh, there's going to be some more protests this weekend. They wouldn't say it like that. But the police chief in Paris told the French radio that security services intend to deploy Saturday in the same numbers as last weekend. They have about 8,000 officers and 14 armored vehicles protecting the streets of Paris while people protest the government that they voted for, because this is what happens when you vote for big government. The hell you think you're going to get when you vote for a guy who's like, oh, I want to raise the taxes to 60%. Let's increase all of the fuel prices so everything you buy is also increased in price. I'm Emmanuel Macron. Vote for me. And people voted for him. And then you guys are surprised that that hot for teacher follows through with the stuff? I mean, come on, the guy clearly gets committed to dumb ideas. So, I'm just saying. So they have they had 60 of those protesters killed this week. One was hit by a truck at a roadblock. Don't block roads. I mean, I'm not saying this because I don't think you should block them, because I don't. I'm also saying this because you guys need to, I mean, people who are blocking roads, that's how you get hit by cars. That's the car's house. When you go into the car's house, car will put you on a plate. That's how that works. So they're going to, I don't know what it's, they're going to have more protests. People are unhappy. And the weird thing is that there have been some in the protests that have been trying to jerk the movement, like, further left, which is the reason that y'all are out there literally in the streets right now anyways, because the economic policies went further left and screwed you guys, and now you guys don't like it. Don't vote for people who think that the government should take 60% of your cash and jack up your fuel prices to fulfill some bogus United Nations climate, man-made climate change thing. You see how that works? By the way, all the people in the UN, all these cats that are making these decisions, have any one of these cats ever won a business? No. Yeah. Anyway, so we'll be watching. So there's going to be a protest out of Paris this week. So coming up, I was just really, it was late and I was on break for, when I was working on my book last night. And I was really mystified by these headlines. So first, Chris Cuomo and Kellyanne Conway fought. And the way that Mediaite loves to really oversell things. And they said, oh, they slugged it out for 39 absolutely crazy minutes on CNN. And then they literally had another headline down there. Cuomo's insane interview with Kellyanne Conway goes off the rails. And then they did a story because Chris Cuomo did an interview about his interview with Don Lemon. So Mediaite was like, wow, we better do a story on the interview about your interview. So they did that. So I am fascinated by this, and we're going to share a little bit of that with you. Foul-mouthed Santa horrifies parents at a mall, but it's not what you think. He was actually trying to save lives in his foul-mouthed Santa way. See, not you can't judge a foul-mouthed Santa by his foul-mouthed cover. I'm just saying. All right, we're moving on. Car Shield is something to have if you're like me and you don't know anything about cars. My husband knows a lot about cars. I don't know anything about cars. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm not going to sit here and act like, oh, I'm so cool. Let me show you. I'm a cool girl. I know everything about cars. I know they've got tires and you put gas in them. There you go. Woohoo! And I also know that I don't want anything to go wrong with my car because cars today are expensive. I don't know if it's because they make them out of Fabergé eggs, but everything is so expensive on a car when it breaks down. Like a little sensor. I had to get a sensor repaired, and I thought they were lying to me. I thought they were joking. It was like $1,000 to get a sensor repaired. The little sensor that's in the back of the car that goes beep, beep, beep when you almost hit something. Granted, I'm a woman driver, so I need it. But you understand what I'm saying here? So this is why you need extended vehicle protection from Car Shield, because they'll cover all of that stuff for you. They make the process of fixing your car for a covered repair so easy. I mean, they practically drag you out of bed in the morning, put you in your car, and drive you to the dealership or the mechanic. You get to pick. You go to the people you like. It's your choice. They reimburse them, so you're not on the hook for it. And then you get 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is in the shop. So if your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, you don't have to pay high repair bills. CarShield administrators have paid out close to $2 billion in claims, and they're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands in future car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate and extended vehicle protection. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Dana, or visit CarShield.com and use code Dana to save 10%. CarShield.com, code Dana, 800-CAR-6100, mention code Dana. A deductible may apply. Everybody has that hard-to-buy-for person on their list, that one person who seemingly has everything, or maybe you're searching for a gift that's actually useful, something that everybody needs. What if you could give a gift that will actually last a lifetime, is manufactured in the USA, and offers a priceless gift, safety and security? Give the gift a Maglite. One Maglite I recommend is the ultimate survival light, the Maglite ML300L 4-cell LED. Now, the ML300L 4-cell LED offers 18 days of effect. Real usable light. That's more than 400 hours on a single set of batteries, coupled with the legendary ruggedness and reliability of Maglite. When you need a light source in a disaster situation, the Maglite ML300L 4-cell LED offers peace of mind. Visit maglite.com/Dana and take advantage of special pricing for only you out there, my listeners. Maglite makes a superior product with a limited lifetime warranty. Give the gift of Maglite, a gift that will actually last a lifetime. Visit maglite.com/Dana.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. Saturday, December
December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Former cast members of Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the holidays.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Bells will be ringing this sad, sad news.
Spanning coast to coast and all over Flyover Nation.
The Dana Show.
This is what is annoying that I find about myself. So, Kane knows I'm like, I can be a horrible hypochondriac. And I'm a really weird, weird germaphobe. And I read this story about who's the trainer that, she trains Gwyneth Paltrow. She used to work with Madonna, and then they had a girl fight, and they're no longer friends. Tracy, whatever her name is, she's like 2 feet tall. Anyway, she's like this trainer, and her ex-husband kicked the bucket because of pneumonia. And I read that this morning, and I was like, I think I got pneumonia. And all of a sudden, I just started coughing for no reason at all. And I'm like, I feel like I got pneumonia in my chest. Oh, my gosh. This is the kind of – I can't read stories like this. I need – somebody needs to create like a plug-in for – your browser to where you don't read any of those stories, because I'll read it and I'll be like, I'm pretty sure I have it. And it could be just like allergies or Texas weather. Because today it's like 40 degrees and rainy and cold. Tomorrow it's going to be 60. Because I don't know why. Why is that? I mean, it's December, for crying out loud. Stop it. Be consistently one thing. I'll give like, you know, up north, I'll give them the credit. Their weather knows what's going on. Their weather's like, you know what? It's December. We're going to stay this way. We're going to make it to where you don't have to go get out a jacket and put your coat up. We're going to make it to where your head doesn't feel like it's going to explode because of the barometric pressure. So kudos to those states. Let's kick it into some Quick Five, shall we?
And now, all of the news you would probably miss.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I will be damned. It is robots again. You guys, this, the picture that accompanies this, I cannot even begin to explain to you the level of awfulness. So this is a Chinese factory worker. Oh, some robot at their factory went crazy, malfunctioned, and skewered him with 10 metal spikes. It is insane. The 49-year-old Mr. Zhu was working on the night shift at a porcelain factory in the Hunan province, and this robot arm just went mad. He was impaled with foot-long, half-inch-thick metal rods. He was taken to the hospital. They got them out of him, the 10 skewers. They were fixed on a steel plate. They pierced his shoulder and chest and elsewhere. They literally, check this out, one of those rods missed an artery by 0.1 millimeter. It is the craziest thing. I can't even imagine. I mean, right through him. It is horrible. It is a robot uprising. This is the third story in a week where a robot went crazy and somebody got hurt. Claire McCaskill is still talking smack. She is still mad. She says that too many embarrassing uncles serve in the Senate. Well, is she the embarrassing aunt? I don't know. She was giving a farewell speech on the Senate floor, and she blasted the Senate body's dysfunction. She criticized her own colleagues, and she says she's not going to run for office again, so she just burned her bridge. And that she said that there are too many embarrassing uncles in here. Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Far-left extremists are apparently raising money on, how do you say this, Patreon to inspire, Patreon. To inspire insurrection. Oh, my goodness. These apparently little skinny-armed resistance people, they want to have an armed insurrection, so they're raising money on Patreon. Okay, sure. Go ahead. Go on with your bad self. Let's see. Oh, this is kind of crazy. This is from Fox. This is like prohibition kind of stuff. So they are wanting to, people are arguing for an alcohol tax. Yeah, they say that this is something that some people are suggesting, that we should have an alcohol tax because apparently that would reduce drinking. A higher alcohol tax would save lives. Really? I don't think that it would. I don't think that it would at all. Dogs are the best people. A chihuahua protects an owner during an attack by a bear. This comes from CBS Philly. This is crazy. It was in Pennsylvania. A Pennsylvania woman and her dog, her little chihuahua, who's ironically named Bear, are recovering after a bear attacked her outside of her home, dragged her more than 80 yards. The little chihuahua saw what was happening and lost its mind because someone was attacking its human. The dog was injured while trying to protect the woman. She's going to need multiple surgeries, but she was able to free herself. Good on that pup for saving its human. Stay with us. We've got a lot more coming up. When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over Christmas, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using the Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And Blink works with Alexa. Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor holiday package deliveries. Save up to a whopping 40% off on all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon.
Hear us streaming 24/7
24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricara Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricara's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Redding, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, hip to the holidays. December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Overcast members of Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the holidays.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Follow along on Twitter at DLash.
And official Dana Lash on Facebook.
I'm not a person of color, and I haven't lived your life or experienced anything like the subtle prejudice or more overt harm that you may have experienced just because of the color of your skin. But rules matter.
Well, then there was this, though. Remember this?
Wrong about what it is I believe. Mm-hmm. Let's start there.
Tell us a little bit.
Okay. My mom and dad were very much in love with each other, and they wanted to get married. And my father's parents said, absolutely not. You can't marry her because she's part Cherokee and she's part Delaware. And after fighting it as long as they could, my parents went off. They eloped.
So many lies. So the first audio we played is her saying that she is not a person of color, and that's new. She's trying to smooth paper that over. Because she wants to run in 2020, and so she's trying to paper all that over. It's not going to work. So you just can't get away. You can't go so hard on pretending that you're a minority, and then when you get caught, and after you're aggravated about it for almost 8 years, then try to walk it back. It doesn't work anymore. She's torpedoed her own chances. Nobody's going to – no one in their right mind is going to let Liz run. They're not. I'm dealing with serious – weather-related sinus fun because it changed like 40 degrees in like the span of 24 hours, so bear with me. And that's why my voice is low, which I actually kind of like. It makes me sound tougher. I was going to go somewhere else this segment, but I want to show this. Well, I can get into the Kellyanne Conway stuff here coming up, but I have to share with you this story that has been circulating from the Washington Post on social media. So the Washington Post has a story of this 7-year-old migrant girl who died. She died of dehydration and exhaustion. She was taken into Border Patrol custody. She died in their custody. She died of not having water for days. And she was apprehended with her father at the Mexican border, and she began having seizures. It sounds horrible. And the Washington Post says, can you believe our, I mean, the way the story reads, can you believe our Border Patrol? Can you believe this? Can you believe our Border Patrol that they did this? They denied her water. Here's the problem with the story. And Kirsten Nielsen pointed this out. She was on Fox and Friends this morning. And she discussed this. Her name, she was identified as Jacqueline Kale from Guatemala. She arrived with her father and a group of 163 migrants at the U.S. border. And then she began having seizures, and she was detained. She had a fever of 105 degrees. She had not eaten or consumed water for several days. She, after 24 hours, she was taken, well, she died after. She died after about 24 hours after she was taken by helicopter to a hospital in El Paso. Dehydration and shock were the causes. And they, when Kirsten Nielsen was asked about this particular person, Nielsen said, well, it's heart-wrenching, but it's a sad example of the dangers of this journey. The family chose to cross illegally. What happened here was they were about 90 miles away from where we could process them. They were in such a large crowd that it took Border Patrol a couple of times to get them all. She says, we gave immediate care and we'll look into the situation, but I cannot again stress how dangerous this journey is. We're begging parents to not put themselves or their children at risk. And Daily Beast tweets, Kirstjen Nielsen blamed the death of a 7-year-old migrant girl in U.S. custody on her family. That's because it was. And the hell kind of parent drags their kid across the desert and doesn't, the father, by the way, if anyone wanted to bother to look into the story, the father did not give his daughter anything to eat or drink for days. The father did not give his daughter anything to eat or drink for days. She was already sick as hell when they got to the border. How are you blaming this on Border Patrol? And what kind of parent does this to their kid? Come on. And don't sit here and be like, oh, people were... You know, when they sent reporters down there and they were interviewing people, do you know that all those people down there said that they were coming in for work? They wanted to come in for work. Like 99% of them said that was what they said over and over again. And before you, you know, freak over it, that was like a, what was it, a CNN reporter that was down there. Or an MSNBC. It was one of the two. MSNBC. That's the thing. I mean, I'm just glad that they found out this guy was their father, because there have been so many instances where these people have just been taking kids across the border and it's not even their kids. How in the world is this the fault of the U.S. government? U.S. government's been telling people, this is dangerous, don't do it. They do it anyway. And everyone blames the U.S. government. What the hell's wrong with you people? And what kind of dad does not give his kid anything to eat or drink for days? What kind of dad takes his sick kid on a journey like this in the first place? What in the world? How in the world is this the fault of Border Patrol? You realize they came in with a whole mob of people? What do you just, you think that they're just supposed to throw open the gates? Oh, everybody come in, it's all right. Would you do that in your house? A mob of people shows up at your house? You're all right with opening your doors and letting everybody walk in? I mean, if you say no, you're a racist, so be careful. This is what people don't get about this. And the media is just pushing the story and pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. Crazy. Just and keep going and going and going. I've seen this. I mean, I'm like watching this spread out across the internet. This is how stupid narratives get started. And they just keep going. And everyone's believing it, and people are going to start blaming Border Patrol. They're going to, all over again, they're going to start denigrating Border Patrol. Steven on Twitter makes a good point. Nope, people didn't blame Obama and Democrats when there were people who died in custody. There's a 58-year-old. He was one of those individuals under the, I mean, there were numerous ones actually under the previous administration. I heard about him myself from Border Patrol when I went down there. So this, the way that they're putting it, oh, she was in custody and they did this to her. This is how they're presenting the story. And then they're shocked because Kirstjen Nielsen says, you know, we tell families this is dangerous. She just blamed the family. And you're blaming innocent people who are doing their jobs. How are you better? These morons. I can't stand this stupid gotcha crap. Can you believe Kirstjen Nielsen blamed the family? Well, who the hell else? If this was in the United States, that dude would be brought up on child abuse charges. Negligence. And endangerment. And you think that's cool? Okay, good to know you think that's cool to treat for child abuse. You think that's okay. Daily Beast endorses child abuse. How about that? Two can play at this game. How far you want to go? Daily Beast endorses sex trafficking, has no problem not checking adults that bring children across the border. Hey, we're playing by your game, guys. Do you see how stupid this is when we do this sort of dilly bar-headed kind of headline crap? But this is what the left does. No, heaven forbid we actually ask the father why in the hell he didn't give his daughter food or water for days leading up to the point where they actually finally got to Border Patrol, because she had been dehydrated for a long time. Let's not do that. Let's just blame the innocent men and women who are running things and doing everything that they can to do their jobs properly and keep people safe with Border Patrol. Let's just blame those people. Let's just go ahead and libel them and malign them and defame them and smear them, because it's more important that we, it's okay if we, it's more important that we just get our narrative out there. It's more important that we set up our narrative, and it's all right if we have to throw some innocent people under the bus. It's not about innocent or guilt. It's about narrative. People are ridiculous. This is why nobody likes media. So, all right, now I'm going to switch, speaking of media, to this was Kellyanne Conway who went on with Chris Cuomo. And kudos to her because she went on. And she had they went back and forth for a little bit. We have an excerpt here. It was heated. Listen.
Don, can you please let me speak?
Go ahead.
Please. Christopher, they don't want you to have me on for a very simple reason. They accept, if not expect, you and the rest of CNN to be anti-Trump all day long. And you know it. You don't have the same viewership that CNN once had.
The reason they get frustrated is they believe that you guys don't answer questions
and you know
that you spin a lot and that you ignore what's obvious as fact.
You going to call me a liar? Go ahead. You going
to
call me a liar?
If I have to, I will.
Because you're calling.
If I have to, I will.
Really?
I don't want to call you a liar.
I dare you to do it. What is it I lied about?
Yeah, well, back and forth. So then they decided. So media ran a story about that. They slug it out for 39 minutes. Oh, my gosh. And then Cuomo's interview. It was insane. It goes off the rails. Then they did a story about the interview that was about the interview. Because Chris Cuomo did an interview about the interview, and then they did a story about the interview about the interview. They really wanted to milk that for as much as they absolutely could. It's crazy. We gotta get moving. We got more to come. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative cell phone service out there. This Christmas, switch to something that's not funding the big mobile agenda of gun control and amnesty and Planned Parenthood. We use our phones every day. Why not use it to make a change? It's super easy to switch. Keep your number. Patriot Mobile even offers contract buyouts, $500 per line. That's up to $1,500 per account credit. And feel good about funding the right things, things that you actually vote to protect. You vote to protect this stuff, so why would you spend your cell phone bill money and give it to people who go out and fight against the very things you vote to protect? Visit them online at patriotmobile.com/Dana or call them at 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Ask about unlimited plans starting as low as $20 a month. Every dollar you spend makes a statement. What are you standing for? Switch today, patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Everyone wants to be credited with giving the perfect gift, not the same old boring socks or wallet or underwear. You want to find something unique and something more memorable. So I want to tell you about the ultimate gift for the firearm enthusiast on your list. It's the ETS Speed Loader, the perfect stocking stuffer or Christmas gift for only $30. The ETS Speed Loader is the world's fastest speed loader that loads rounds into your firearm magazines easier and faster, guaranteed. The ETS Speed Loader should be in every range bag. You can actually check out the video for yourself at loadmagsfast.com. Give the gift of no more mag thumb, that cramping pain that you get in your thumb and your hand from loading rounds. ETS makes a universal rifle loader and pistol loader for 9mm, 40 and 45 calibers and 380. Visit loadmagsfast.com and use promo code Dana to receive free shipping. That's loadmagsfast.com, promo code Dana for free shipping. With all of the recent news about online security breaches, it's hard not to worry about where your data goes. Making an online purchase or simply accessing your email could put your private information at risk. Not to mention, you're being tracked online by social media sites and marketing companies and your mobile or internet provider. It seems nothing is private anymore. That's why I decided to take back my privacy using ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN has easy-to-use apps that run seamlessly in the background of my computer, phone, tablet. Turning on ExpressVPN protection only takes one click. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Protecting yourself with ExpressVPN costs less than $7 a month. Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Dana. That's ExpressVPN.com/Dana for 3 months free with a one-year package. ExpressVPN.com/Dana.
Sunday, December 16th, KCNR will be off the air from approximately 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. in order to transition over to our new studio. We apologize for the inconvenience.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Is that jolly old soul in the department store really Santa Claus? Let the magic of the season sweep over you as you find out with little Susan if Kris Kringle is who he claims to be, or if he's just a lost soul caught up in the wonder of the holiday. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Miracle on 34th Street, written by Valentine Davies, directed by Jennifer Levins. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2, November 17th through December 15th.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, inviting you to join us for our Christmas holiday effort. We'll be providing holiday meals for our military families in need here in Northern California. You can help by dropping off non-perishable food items and gift cards at 2110 North Street, the museum office, or make a donation of a prepackaged bag of groceries for our military families through Homeward Bound. We also encourage you to donate a toy to be distributed through Homeward Bound. We are also collecting non-perishable items to ship to troops overseas who are deployed this holiday season. So many ways we can help those who serve for us. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280, the Office of the Northern California Veterans Museum. And Merry Christmas from all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Around the world
at danaradio.com.
This is such a great duo. David Bowie, Dean Crosby.
Our finest gifts we bring for
Official Dana Lash on Facebook. Always some good stuff up there as well. All right, so this foul-mouthed Santa. Let me tell you about this. It was like the movie Bad Santa, which I've never actually seen. I've only seen parts of it. I've never seen the whole thing. But the way that it was written about, Bad Santa, foul-mouthed Santa horrifies parents. Organizers of a Christmas event apologized to outraged parents after a fire alarm reportedly prompted Santa Claus to burst out of his little grotto, rip off his beard, and scream at children to get the poop out! The incident occurred in the English town of St. Ives in Cambridgeshire on Sunday. And an alarm at a nearby but unconnected event caused an evacuation of the building. And that's when Santa tore into the room and all hell broke loose. Someone said, you should be ashamed of yourself acting like that in front of children. No way should he be allowed in a child, but near a child. You want to weigh in on this? You should be ashamed for blah, blah, blah. Yes, because I'm sure that your child has never seen anything like that from you, lady. I love these parent police, by the way. They're the most annoying damn people in the world. You know, he thought everybody was going to burn down. So maybe cut him some slack. You know what I mean? Good grief. It's just, come on. It's not like he was trying to be mean. It's not like he was like that one guy. Who's that one guy that was in the United States last week? We had it. He was a Florida dude, and he was telling kids that Santa's fake. He was screaming at, and parents were like, what? Because that's not true. And it's not. So, you know, for those out there who use me as Big Bird. But they said that the event organizers did not respond as to whether or not that particular Santa is going to return. The thing is he was, like, trying to warn people, wasn't he? I mean, so can you cut the guy some slack? It's Santa. It's Santa's helper. He was, like, warning people. He's like, I hear a fire alarm. I heard a fire alarm. I'd be like, oh, maybe not just like that, but you know what I'm saying. Come on. I don't know. But, and they found out that it was at the thing next door, so it wasn't at an event next door. So people were safe, and, you know, nobody was in danger. But for a little bit, they did wonder because everybody heard the alarm. No. So coming up, we're going to get into a couple of things here. I don't really give a crap about the chief of staff. Do you give a crap about the chief of staff? If you want to go listen to some old dudes sit here and tell you about it in the weed stuff, go ahead. But no, do you think, what's chief of staff going to do? Not a damn thing. Ain't going to change nothing.
No, not the way Trump runs things. He's the bulldozer. Do you think a chief of staff
chief of staff ain't doing nothing but filing his papers.
Yeah, he's going to be scrambling to keep things
together.
Give me
a paperclip. That's what he's doing.
That's it.
He's not going to. Although somebody said it could be Jared Kushner. I hope it's not, but because I think it'd look bad. But and then New York Magazine writer tries to get to the bottom of Melania Trump's hair color. Oh my goodness, let's just stop. And then, very interesting, in New Jersey, they've just decided to prohibit the possession of quote-unquote large-capacity magazines by off-duty law enforcement officers. That is effective immediately. So if any kind of police officer, they're not allowed to have any magazine that holds more than 10 rounds when they're off-duty or traveling. So that's it. And that's all their law enforcement officers, even those who are subjected to on-call status. And they will treat it as a fourth-degree crime. Wow. So that seems pretty crazy. We're going to talk about that coming up. What are these people, honestly? What the hell? Why don't you just go ahead and give them feather dusters to go and fight crime with? Send them out there on the street with some feather dusters. Jiminy Christmas.
Crime to me? I mean, that seems pro-crime to me.
Yeah, it's totally pro-crime. We want to make sure that we help out with crime.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, that's not overstating it. That's pro-crime.
Yeah, yeah. But it's more 10 rounds. It is, I mean, that's pretty crazy. That's what they're looking at. 10 rounds. And this was, let me post this up. This was a law that had actually passed. It was a part of a bunch of bills that could tighten the state's strict gun laws. But, it had unintended consequences for police. And they were going to try to clean it up, but now they're like, well, no, cops still can't have it unless they're on duty. It said off-duty cops that they were trying to, we'll talk about it more coming up because it doesn't get in the weeds a little bit, but it's more than I can fit in the next minute. But they said that officers could use a larger magazine provided that it was used with their service firearm, their issued firearm. And because initially the way that it was, there were no exceptions carved out. And by the way, there's no exceptions carved out for retired law enforcement as well. So there you go. So their magazine limit went from 15 rounds to 10 rounds. And gun owners are required to turn in large magazines that are now illegal. This is the dumbest damn thing ever. We have a lot more to get into. As well. Coming up, second hour. Don't go anywhere. More of the Dana Show after this.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Page's Coffee Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Page's Coffee Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business, coffee, print, and mailing services. Give Page's a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. A federal judge has ruled President Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act unconstitutional.
U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor in Texas ruled Friday that last year's federal tax law knocked the constitutional foundation from under the Health Care Act dubbed as Obamacare. O'Connor noted that the Supreme Court had ruled in 2012 that the law was constitutional, but only as an exercise of Congress's power to tax, but last year's bill eliminated that tax. The White House has applauded O'Connor's ruling, but says that the law remains in place while appeals proceed. President Trump tweeted that the Congress should pass a new law. George Bonzani reporting.
President Trump has named his acting chief of staff. Here's correspondent Mike Gracia with the latest.
President Donald Trump has announced Budget Director Mick Mulvaney will be his acting chief of staff, replacing John Kelly, whose resignation takes effect at the end of the year. The president announced the appointment in a tweet late Friday, saying Mulvaney has done an outstanding job as budget director. It was not immediately clear how long Mulvaney will be chief of staff. Nick Ayers, the chief of staff for Vice President Mike Pence, was President Trump's first choice, but he pulled himself out of consideration earlier in the week. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie withdrew from consideration Friday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Financial analyst Hillary Kramer observes that the market turned very cautious on Friday.
Traders and investors were just nervous. And so, therefore, we like to close big positions because we never know what's going to happen anymore when the market is closed because there's so many changing pieces and the geopolitical arena continues to be very volatile.
Hillary Kramer is the editor of the financial newsletter Game Changers in cooperation with Salem Media, the parent company of townhall.com. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We've all heard the old adage, timing is everything. This is Nick Grovich, owner of American Federal Rare Coin and Bullion. Here's a story that illustrates the point. A client of mine bought $750,000 worth of numismatic coins from another dealer when the price of gold was under $500 an ounce. I reviewed her collectible coins and suggested that she trade them in for Gold Eagle bullion coins, coins that move up with the price of gold. She decided to hold her coins. When gold hit $1,900, she called me back. Unfortunately, she had collectible coins. I couldn't lock in a price as I could have with bullion coins, so we had a problem finding buyers. Although her timing was great, she wasn't able to cash out. Her coins are now only worth about $350,000, half of what she originally paid. Had she traded them for Gold Eagles, they'd be worth well over $1 million today. Call American Federal at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or AmericanFederal.com.
A child in the custody of Border Patrol agents died after being picked up along a remote stretch of the U.S.-Mexico border.
The 7-year-old girl from Guatemala was found with her father and dozens of other immigrants near Lordsburg, New Mexico. She suffered seizures, appeared to be in shock, and apparently had not had anything to eat or drink in days, according to federal officials. She had a fever of almost 106. U.S. border agents airlifted her to an El Paso, Texas hospital where she died. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen offered her sympathies and told the Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends,
"This is just a very sad example of the dangers of this journey. This family chose to cross illegally."
There'll be an autopsy to find out exactly what killed the little girl. I'm Rita Foley.
French President Emmanuel Macron called Friday for calm as authorities prepared to deploy armored vehicles for a possible fifth straight weekend of violent protests. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Boy Scouts are exploring options to address the organization's financial woes.
The Boy Scouts of America is looking into all options to seek resolution of several serious financial challenges.
One report says the organization may even be looking at bankruptcy protection as a result of declining membership in some lawsuits dealing with sexual abuse allegations. A spokesman says any stories involving bankruptcy are pure speculation.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Spirit Airlines tops the latest ratings for on-time flights. It's a big turnaround for a discount carrier that consistently ranked as the tardiest airline in America 3 years ago. Spirit also has the second lowest rate of canceled flights in the latest government report. It still has a high rate of passenger complaints, and some travelers avoid it and other budget airlines because of their reputation for poor service. If travelers come to see them as reliable, however, discount airlines could pose a greater threat to bigger competitors. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
We're interviewing people now for Chief of Staff.
How long now?
Five people. Really good ones. Terrific people. Mostly well-known, but terrific people.
Mr. President, quick question about Michael Flynn. As you know, Judge Emmett Sullivan has asked the Office of Special Counsel in the FBI for the documents related to the interview of Michael Flynn.
That's great.
Do you believe that the FBI acted improperly in how they handled his interview?
Well, the FBI said Michael Flynn, a general and a great person, they said he didn't lie. And Mueller said, well, maybe he did. And now they're all having a big dispute. So I think it's a great thing that the judge is looking into that situation. It's an honor for a lot of terrific people.
Well, it's not going to affect a single thing. The only thing that it's going to affect is there's going to be somebody else for the media to go after. And that's about it. Welcome to back to the show, second hour. We are in weather hell in Texas. I hate this weather. Like 40, 30, 40 degree temperature differences. Kane and I are a wreck right now. Or you're a wreck right now. I'm a wreck. It's awful. So, yeah, don't mess with Texas, but totally screw with our weather. That's how that works. Oh, my gosh, it's horrible. Ugh. All right, so I would, gosh, a couple of things to get into. He said, yeah, I've heard some people were saying that, oh, well, maybe the chief of staff will be Jared Kushner. Look, I think that would be like horrible, ridiculous optics. I don't think so. I don't think it would need to be. I don't think it needs to be. Also, the five contenders that they had listed on, Chris Christie says he's not going to be on it. David Bossy, seriously? No. Come on. Who else? You have to keep in mind, I know all these people. That's what people don't realize. Like, I know people. I know them better than you even have ever met, that you could ever imagine knowing these people. And I know dirty laundry and all. I'm just saying that I don't think somebody who's BFFs with Bannon would be a good person in there. I've always gone along with him, but I'm just saying. Chris Christie, he took himself out of it. They've, even acting AG Matt Whitaker was suggested. Steve Mnuchin, Mick Mulvaney said, we are not interested, so don't even come knocking on our door. U.S. Trade Rep Robert Lighthizer, sorry. And I don't think it should be, Kushner. I'm not seeing any, like, totally, names I'm super stoked about. But I don't care, because they're not going to really have a lot of, you know, I don't think they're going to have a lot of leeway. I just, you know, I don't know. So we'll see. Because it's still going to be his. He's going to run it. Mika Brzezinski apologized for referring to Mike Pompeo as a, quote, wannabe dictator's butt boy, end quote. And she said this on Morning Joke. There was this morning. It was like one of the first things that she said, I think, on Morning Joke this morning. Yeah, because that's why it's called morning. She addressed it right off the top, saying this, audio soundbite 25.
Well, it's all really shocking, and there's a lot going on, but I want to get to something first. I was off yesterday for a family matter, as you mentioned, but I wanted to address a term that I used on this show on Wednesday that was vulgar. I knew it right away, and I tweeted that it was a terrible choice of words and that I was sorry. But please allow me to say this face to face. The term is crass and offensive, and I apologize to everyone, especially the LGBTQ community, and to my colleagues for using it. It was a mistake. My father would have found it so unbecoming and disrespectful, and he would have told me. I will work hard to be better, but I just wanted to say on camera, looking the viewers straight in the eye, I am really, really sorry.
Was she sorry to Mike Pompeo?
Didn't sound like it either.
I just want you to look at the way that NBC treated Mika Brzezinski and Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly didn't even say anything. She didn't say a slur. She didn't say anything like this. She was simply trying to have a discussion, and people have said, well, maybe it wasn't the best way to go about it because, you know, it wasn't maybe the best. It was just because her lack of knowledge of it or whatever. They said maybe it wasn't the best way to go about it. Just a lot of people were criticizing the way she had the discussion, but she never said anything like that.
Nope.
Never. She didn't even use a slur. She didn't even, like, intimate that it was acceptable. But yet, NBC canned her, and they're going to have to, they're going to have to pay out a huge ton of money to her for it as well. And Mika Brzezinski, nothing. And it's because Mika Brzezinski is a progressive and Megyn Kelly is a moderate. Or not even a moderate. Who the hell knows? Everyone thinks that she's left or right. And then some people who are on the left hate her just because she was with Fox.
That's a good sign when you can't tell if someone's one way or
the other.
Well,
that means that you're not making it about you. I mean, it's weird in that just they treated them so incredibly differently. And, I mean, they thought what Megyn Kelly did was apparently so abhorrent, they just could not have her back, and they're going to have to pay out millions and millions of dollars. It's just so bad. But Mika Brzezinski's totally fine. Here's the thing, though. I don't think that they should treat Mika Brzezinski like they did Megyn Kelly. I am so singularly tired of everybody just constantly having to people apologizing and then expecting to get fired for everything, you know? I mean, that's no one is given the room or so much as even the opportunity to be sincere, to make amends, to redeem themselves. Nobody's allowed to do that in our culture anymore because redemption is banned. No one wants to have grace, and redemption is banned because people look at it as a point of weakness. They think it's weak if you allow someone to make amends. They think it's weak if anyone is sincere. They think it's weak if they accept an apology. They think it's weak if you give people any kind of freedom to rectify any missteps that they've made. And what it has done, it has absolutely and utterly obliterated any goodwill that people had towards each other all living together. I mean, that's, people interpret missteps as insults. And they think that they're one and the same. And it's just a horrible way to go about stuff. It's awful. That's why I don't, I see people do it more on the left, way more on the left. I mean, the left, that's what they live and breathe, that stuff. They live and breathe rage mob. Progressives live and breathe rage mob. They consume target by target like locusts. One, go from one right to the next. It fuels them. But it's only particularly really for one side. They're not going to say anything to Mika Brzezinski over this. If Megyn Kelly had said that, oh my gosh, she wouldn't even be getting the rest of her contract. They'd make damn sure of that. She wouldn't be getting the rest of her contract. Mika Brzezinski, she can say it because, you know, she's progressive. There's different rules for progressives. They have, it's a double standard. They have different, the bar is for character and ethics is lower for them. And they're totally fine with it because whatever it takes to get what you want, the means justify the ends. Some real Peter Singer stuff. It's just the way it is. No, I think that once they brought Megyn Kelly over, I don't think NBC gave her a fair shake from the get-go. But, you know, it is what it is. But there's just a huge double standard here. And I'm just, it gets tiring. A New York Magazine writer really is fascinated by Melania Trump's hair color, because her hair color was a lot lighter. She gave an interview, what was it, with Hannity? And her hair color was a lot lighter. And so this dude, I'm assuming it's a dude. Let me look at it. This reporter, Rhonda Gerlich is her name. What does it mean that she's now blonde? She's actually, like, just, it's just lightened a lot. And she spent, I can't even tell you, I mean, she wrote, like, over 1,000 words about Melania Trump's hair color. And there's two stories on New York Post or on the cut about her hair color. And people were talking about it on Twitter. I mean, for crying out loud, who does not get fired when they pitch this crappy story? Number one, what does it mean? It means she changed her hair color. What are you, Illuminati? Like, the hell? Good grief. She changed her hair color. Get over it. Oof. We have more show. And coming up as well, Senate defies Trump, calls for an end to U.S. support for Saudi war in Yemen. I don't know what people think they're doing. We're going to discuss that. We'll also get into Florida gun control advocates. After the commission to figure out what happened in Parkland concluded, they found all of these screw-ups from the school board to Sheriff Scott Israel, Broward County. And then they suggested, look, you guys need armed officers. You need armed school resource officers in your schools. And then the Bloomberg founded and operated AstroTurf group, the Moms Demand to Ban Guns, they completely disagree. They don't think that we should be protecting students in schools at all. So we'll have all of that and so much more. As we get moving, Maglite's a great Christmas present to give because it fits in a stocking and it's just a great, it's good, it's useful. And it's something, it's a Christmas gift that somebody can actually use. The Maglite ML150LR has over 1,000 lumens of light, has a beam throw more than a quarter mile. The ML300L4 cell has 18 days of effective usable light, more than 400 hours on a single set of batteries. And it's just made so well, made right here in the U.S. of A. By a company proud to support American manufacturing. Visit maglite.com/Dana and take advantage of special pricing that only you all can get. Free shipping as well on orders of $50 or more. This is a superior product with a limited lifetime warranty. So visit maglite.com/Dana today for special pricing, free shipping on orders of $50 or more. That's maglite.com/Dana. When it comes to costly car repairs, you need options. You can't sacrifice your family's safety on the road by bargain hunting for the best deal. That's why you need extended vehicle protection from CarShield. CarShield makes the process of fixing your car for a covered repair super easy. You can have your favorite mechanic or the dealership do the work. It's your choice. They also provide 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, it doesn't mean you have to pay high repair bills. CarShield administrators have paid out close to $2 billion in claims, and they're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands in future car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection like I did. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention code Dana, or visit carshield.com and use code Dana to save 10%. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Dana, or visit carshield.com and use code Dana to save 10%. A deductible may apply.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. PALS Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. PALS Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Cast members of the Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the Holidays.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Dana Show is now available on demand. Subscribe on iTunes and get full episodes delivered right to your phone.
At D Lash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. So coming up, if, let's just entertain the idea that if they do, if Democrats decide to go after, let's just say that they're going to go after the president because he paid some, or National Enquirer paid some whatever woman that was extorting him. Are they going to go after all the members of Congress that had to pay out hush money with our taxpayer dollars? Remember, because they literally had a taxpayer-funded hush money slush fund for that. We're going to talk about that coming up. I'm just curious. You know, it just seems like something that we should, you know, I'm just curious. So we'll get into that as well. In the meantime, we got some headlines for you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Florida Senate rules that Brenda Snipes cannot rescind her resignation. Sorry, it's not going to happen. Remember, she was going to she resigned, and then they basically said they're going to go after her, so she rescinded her resignation. You can't do that. You're out, girl. You're out. Bye. See you later. Bye. A Pennsylvania state rep proposes taxes on mature video games. Oh, my goodness. House Bill 2705, submitted September 25th. It was done by Christopher Quinn, a Republican in the House of Representatives. He wants a 10% tax on mature-rated video games. Okay, Tipper Gore, what else you want to do? I think that's I think that stuff is punishment for free speech. If you don't, then don't play mature games. Or if you're worried that kids will play them, maybe have parents raise their damn children instead of expecting game industry to do so and monitor what your kids play. It's actually not hard. My kids play video games, but you know what? I'm an engaged parent who doesn't farm out my responsibility and think that every damn company on God's green earth is responsible for doing it. And we sure as hell don't need people in state legislature or elsewhere coming up with taxes on video games to offset parents not doing their jobs. How about that? Anybody's offended? I got a finger for you. All right. And I didn't say that one. You didn't need to go that way. That stuff makes me mad. I can't stand that crap. So Google says AI fears are legitimate. Duh. I mean, how many stories have we had about robots? Just this past week. Seriously. Like three this week. You had the Amazon one that bear sprayed everybody. What was the other one that attacked somebody? There's another robot.
Well, the one that just impaled that guy with 10 rods.
Yeah, yeah, but then there was another one. And then now there, and then imagine plus robots plus AI. Google says, yeah, the fears are legit. Yeah. That's the only thing that makes people who operate these companies in grand states of bias. That's the only thing that makes them nervous. Dining out makes people fat and broke, says Market Watch. Oh, shut up. No one cares. Moving on. And I do what I want. Bomb threats were sent nationwide in an email scare. This is crazy. It was across the United States and particularly in the Bay Area. It's an email terrorism scare. That's what it's being called. They said tons of them went out to a bunch of schools and as well as some of the threats came into San Francisco Police Department, sending officers to numerous locations around the city. Oakland, Santa Rosa, elsewhere in the United States as well. I mean, obviously, they're trying to track it down and everyone's investigating to see what exactly happened. But there were a number of these that went all across the country, which is kind of just awful. Good grief, people. I hope they find out who's behind it. And Venezuelans turned to renting caskets before burying the dead in plastic bags. That is how desperate things are in Venezuela economically. You know, the place that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders think is what we should model our own economy after. But they say, yeah, that's how bad it is. This is unbelievable to me. That's horrible. We have a lot more to discuss coming up. Don't go anywhere. When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over Christmas, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check check in on pets from anywhere using the Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And Blink works with Alexa. Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor holiday package deliveries. Save up to a whopping 40% off on all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Blink.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Sunday, December 16th, KCNR will be off the air from approximately 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. in order to transition over to our new studio. We apologize for the inconvenience. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
The perfect holiday party. A night of dancing, entertainment, champagne, drawing items, and a silent auction. Come join Northern California Veterans Museum for the 2018 Black and White Charity Masquerade Ball. It's December 29th from 5 to 11 p.m. at the Veterans Event Center, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Tickets are $25 per person or $300 for a sponsor table of eight, which includes champagne, party favors, and drawing ticket package. Barbecue dinner provided by BC Stone Age Barbecue. Buy your tickets today at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum and community programs.
Don't miss an opportunity to support your veterans with the Northern California Veterans Museum, Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, and Silver Star Veterans and Widows. For tickets, call now, 378-2280. 378-2280. The 2018 Black and White Charity Masquerade Ball, Saturday, December 29th.
Hey, music lovers. Nathan Parmalee from The Civic here. We have tons of incredible shows lined up. Don't miss the K-Love Christmas Tour with headliners Big Daddy Weave, Kim Walker Smith, and others. Grammy Award-winning Mariachi Los Camperos will bring Fiesta Navidad to the Civic stage. And who can get enough of Broadway? You're going to love Under the Street Lamps hip to the holidays. The Civic is packing the calendar in 2019, kicking off with comedian Chad Prather, the pickup pundit, and act fast for your ticket to see that little old band from Texas. It's ZZ Top. In February, it's Blackberry Smoke, the southern rock band that never stands still, Gabriel Iglesias, Fluffy, and Lauren Daigle. March shines with Illuminate. It's spectacular, magical, and dazzling, raves the New York Times. In April, live from Broadway, the box office-shattering Illusionists will blow your mind, and vocal sensation Home Free is going to soothe your soul. For the best seats and all the details, go to ReadingCivic.com. And remember, tickets make great gifts. Plus, they're easy to wrap. We'll see you soon at the Civic.
Santa Claus right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer are pulling on the rain.
This portion of the Dana Show is brought to you by Kel-Tec. They don't make ordinary firearms. They invent better ones. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Visit them at KelTecWeapons.com.
Come on, President Trump.
No one should run for president unless they think they're qualified.
And why do you think you could beat President Trump? Why is this your time?
I think anybody could beat him.
Anybody? Anybody on the Democratic side?
Anyone who makes the Democrats could beat him.
Hell, you damn people were colluding with Russia to try to do it. By the way, I'm telling you what, and I still think, I agree with my friend Paul Sperry, I think that Democrats are trying to do everything that they can to cover their backsides because they colluded with Russia to rob an election, and they failed to do so. And so then they decided to project it onto their opponent. I'm going to say this one time, then I'm going to get into this. I don't want to hear nothing from nobody when you all had that sick, sad candidate that couldn't even keep her shoes on in the street. And she had to hire a firm that was already lobbying for Russia and work with a spy that was friendly with Russia. And then they took a bunch of stupid trash and they lied to a FISA court to spy on private citizens. You guys got a lot to worry about. Oh, and then they lied to the FBI over it. And then they leaked it to the press. And they lied to the FISA court about leaking to the press. I mean, it's really bad. So, yeah. Oh, and then that candidate got paid off by Russia when she gave up 20% of our uranium production capacity by fast-tracking it through the process. I mean, this is not disputable. None of this is disputable. So, yeah, it's kind of tough for them. Here's the thing that they're wanting to do. They want to get it to where the president is, they want to get it to where they want to try to impeach him, and then it's not going to go anywhere, but they want to damage him as much as possible going into 2020. And then they're either going to run, you know, somebody like a Biden, or they're going to try to hold back the super far left, which I don't think they'll be successful. And try to pose a serious challenge to him. He might have a serious primary challenger because Republicans are that stupid. Everyone, I know. And it's true. It needs to be said. It needs to be said. There are people out there right now that don't understand the strategy. I love people that think like, everyone's going to listen to me and I'm going to, they don't understand the strategy. You like the lower taxes, right? You like the foreign policy, right? You like that? You dig it? Okay. Because see, I do too. You don't have to be BFFs with someone to be like, paying less money to the government's great. But they're going to try to damage him as much as possible going into 2020. Or maybe an independent will run and it'll divide up the right because the right does that crap. You have enough contrarians that want to get contributorships with CNN and there's only so many spaces at CNN. I'm going to tell you what, I mean, it is like watching chicks wrestle at WWE, people wrestle at WWE, dudes and chicks, to try to get them contributor slots. And people will all of a sudden tone down their conservativeness. It is funny to watch. But I don't think, first off, I don't think he's guilty, and I don't think Cohen is either. Hans von Spakovsky has a great piece up at the Daily Signal, and I actually agree with this, and I've been saying this the whole time. First off, in order to think that he's guilty, the presupposition rests on the fact that you think it's totally cool for the government to restrict speech. And that's what campaign finance reform is. It was McCain-Feingold. I didn't agree with it then. I sure as hell don't agree with it now. I'm not going to be inconsistent on that point at any particular step of this process. It is an absolute restriction of speech. So if you're all right with the government restricting speech – then based on that, then you can have the conversation as to whether or not he broke the law. I am one of those people who does not believe that the government has the right to restrict my speech. When I bust my A-double snakes making that green, the government does not get to tell me what I can or cannot do with it. The government doesn't get to tell me, well, Dana, you can only give so much to this candidate. If I want to make it rain, like in a rap video, on a particular candidate, then I should be able to do that. It is my God-given right to be able to express myself however I want to, and money is an extension of that. And this whole thing rests on money is speech, so we got to cap it. The whole, all of this campaign finance stuff is based on a progressive anti-speech principle. Anybody who argues for it is literally, you're not a true conservative. You are not a true limited government person. If you believe in any, if you believe in curbing donations and all that stuff, you are not. All these people who are like, well, then the oligarchy will form and only the rich people. So wait, you're going to punish people for being wealthy? You sound like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wanting to punish people for being successful. If you want to be able to donate money to people, then why don't you get off your butt and get out from the keyboard and go out there and earn that money like everybody else does? This idea that these are all like Rockefeller-type people is a bunch of crap, because Forbes every single year shows with its list of wealthy people that 95% of the wealthy people in the United States are nouveau riche. So that argument doesn't work anymore. All I hear is a bunch of damn leftists. Even when I hear any people on the right try to defend this, I'm like, all I hear are progressives. We're the people who love America and the Constitution, because I ain't hearing none of that right now. It's all a bunch of, I told you, I'm two steps above anarchy. Some people don't believe that, but there you go. It is what it is. I don't believe that people who are for that, I don't believe that they're truly limited government. Hans von Spakovsky really lays it out, and I think he does a fantastic job. He says that the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, that, I mean, this, first off, he says that this is an aggressive view. And he thinks that Cohen was probably convinced by U.S. attorney with Southern District of New York to plead guilty for a supposed violation. But that doesn't mean what happened, he writes, is actually a federal crime. He says, he goes, in fact, the Southern District's aggressive stance may have violated the Justice Department's own policy. He says, Robert Kuzami, the acting U.S. attorney who's standing in for the guy who recused himself from Cohen's case, says in the memorandum detailing the sentencing that Cohen committed a campaign finance violation because he arranged payments from corporations to two women, Woman 1 and Woman 2, Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels, who were extorting him for, they demanded that Trump buy their silence. That's extortion, by the way. And Cohen eventually invoiced the Trump Organization for Stormy Daniels' payment, for that stripper's payment. Now, Kuzami says, well, these were illegal corporate contributions to the campaign because it was made with the intent to influence the 2016 election. That's literally his only thing. Well, it was done to influence the election. But, you know, working with a firm that hasn't registered with FARA and is operating illegally in the United States, working with Russian spies and abusing a FISA court to spy on private American citizens while selling off uranium production capacity to Russians and taking chunks and chunks and chunks of millions of dollars from Russians, that's totally fine. But they say, he says, as a result, these were campaign-related expenses. So the rules governing federal campaigns apply to the payments. I think that this is stupid. I think it's a dumb theory. I think it's a desperate theory. The idea that you're trying to influence an election because two chicks are trying to extort you? The hell? I think they were the ones trying to influence the election. They're trying to, that's extortion. And by the way, the payments were small, number one. And Hans gets really into the statutes. He says that campaign-related expenses do not include expenditures used to fulfill any commitment, obligation, or expense of a person that would exist irrespective of the candidate's election campaign, saying that you can't consider it a campaign-related expense if it's something that would exist regardless as to whether or not the guy was running for office. This existed regardless of whether or not Trump was running for office. These chicks were trying to extort him for a long time. So that is, it's stupid, thin reasoning. This is why I don't think there's a crime. I don't think Cohen's guilty, and I don't think Trump's guilty. And I think the people who are arguing that he is, I think it's stupid. And I think that any conservative out there that's saying, well, I guess this is bad, I think that they're just too stupid to know what the hell they're talking about, but they're trying to look like they're smart on television, and so they're going to play it both ways. I hate those damn people. Golly, turds in the punch bowl of public discourse. Flush. So, because he was a celebrity, the political liability, the liability period that was presented by these women trying to extort him existed irrespective of the candidate's election campaign. And Giuliani himself had said it was to resolve a personal and false allegation to protect his family. It would have been done in any event, whether he was a candidate or not. This is the only reason, by the way, that they were going after him. Here's what's fascinating. And Hans goes back to John Edwards. John Edwards was acquitted on the charge of accepting an illegal campaign donation. And, I mean, and this was a guy who, while he was running for office, was screwing Hunter Ryle Hunter. He paid her $1 million of Bunny Mellon's money. And that was his rich sugar mama benefactor. While he was running for office, he was literally in the middle, he was literally campaigning. While he's running for office, he takes Bunny Mellon's sugar mama money. He pays off Ryle Hunter, hides her. That story ends up breaking. The fact that he was acquitted is kind of nuts. Because he legit was trying to hide her. He was not going to divorce his wife right up in the, you know, going up to an election. And so this was, and Ryle Hunter was even saying, yeah, he was trying to hide me because he knew that it would just destroy his. He was acquitted. And we're talking, that was a bigger chunk of money that was given to her. He was acquitted on a charge of accepting a legal campaign donation. There was a mistrial. So it's, you know, the government was not able, Hans notes, to convince the jury that these were campaign-related expenses covered by campaign finance law. And they dropped their prosecution. They never retried him. That's it. So all of this, it's a witch hunt. It's a stupid witch hunt. That's all this is. Now, Barack Obama, he got $2 million illegal campaign donation. That was specifically related to his campaign. He just had to pay a $375,000 penalty. That was it. It was one of the largest, by the way, in the FEC's history, and it was an impeachable offense. Barack Obama could have been impeached for that easily.
I'm sure the media ran with that, though, right? I'm sure.
No.
That's how it was?
Mm-mm.
No?
No. His was specifically related to the campaign. $2 million. Illegal donation. They hit it. They got caught. They had to pay a $375,000 penalty. And it was absolutely, unequivocally, inarguably, definitively an impeachable offense. But they didn't go after it. They say, oh, well, it was a civil, not a criminal violation. But Hans says, yeah, Cohen's then, they weren't even violations of the law at all, civil or criminal. Stupid. I mean, it is bad reasoning. I don't think Cohen's guilty. I don't think Trump is guilty. I think people are so damn desperate to undo the election because they're anti-American, anti-patriot, that this is what they are, this is what they're resulting in. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable. We have more to get into, including coming up, this unbelievable story that is coming out of New Jersey, where the governor is endangering the lives. Bernard Carrick says he's endangering the lives of every cop out there. So he's taking the good guy's ammunition and making it to where cops have magazine restrictions now in New Jersey. We'll talk about it. We'll get into all of that. We got some Florida man on the way as well. Moving in, ExpressVPN is great to have to protect your online security. If you shop online, if you use public Wi-Fi, ExpressVPN is what you need to use to protect your privacy. It has easy-to-use apps. It runs seamlessly in the background of your computer, your phone, your tablet, and it takes one click to turn on ExpressVPN. It secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. So protect yourself with ExpressVPN. It just costs less than $7 a month. It's rated the number one VPN service by TechRadar. Comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you use public Wi-Fi, you want to keep your information safe, ExpressVPN is the solution. Protect your online activity today. Find out how to get 3 months free at ExpressVPN.com/Dana. That's ExpressVPN.com/Dana for 3 months free with a one-year package. Losing sleep over finding the perfect gift for those special people in your life? With the gift of MyPillow, you can get a good night's sleep and give a good night's sleep. I got a MyPillow for Christmas last year, and since then, I've never slept better. It's not an exaggeration to say that the gift of MyPillow can actually change your life because it'll change the way you sleep. MyPillows are made right here in the U.S. of A with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton, and they come with a 10-year warranty. For a limited time, get four MyPillows. Four. Two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for half the price, plus free shipping. They're also extending their money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Call 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana. For a limited time, get four MyPillows, two premium MyPillows, and two go-anywhere pillows for half the price, plus free shipping. MyPillow.com, promo code Dana. That's 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana. The end of year is fast approaching, making this an important time to talk about organizations like the Purple Heart Foundation. If you're making arrangements now for your remaining charitable giving in 2018, I'd like to urge you to consider making a cash or car donation to the Purple Heart Foundation. Now, some of the reasons why? Well, we can't rely on the government to take care of our veterans and their families. It's independent groups like the Purple Heart Foundation that really make the difference. The Purple Heart Foundation provides assistance with everything from academic scholarships to support PTSD research, and so much more. The Purple Heart has been helping veterans since 1957. That's a long history of making a difference for our soldiers. Together, let's join forces and support the Purple Heart Foundation. Tell them you're a Dana Show listener and donate in honor of our nation's heroes. Visit give2purpleheart.org. That's give2purpleheart.org or 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. Let's all join the Purple Heart Foundation in honoring their sacrifice with our service.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
All right, so let's go ahead and kick it into Florida, man. We got a lot. Heaven forbid.
It's time for Florida person. It's time to check what Florida is up to.
I'm gonna tell you what. Some of these Florida ladies, like when they say they're in the mood for romantical times, like they mean it. You better run if you are not willing to oblige them. St. Lucie County, this is from T.C. Palm. Woman demanded romantical times, and when denied, she attacked her boyfriend with a paint roller. And she's smiling so big in her mugshot, she's like, yeah, I did it. What? Lori Ann Carroll, 42, of Monterey Way in Port St. Lucie. She's jailed on a battery charge and 3 counts of resisting an officer without violence. It was about 3 a.m., they went to her address. The boyfriend said they started arguing the evening before because she wanted romantical times, but he did not. And the boyfriend said she continuously tried to have romantical times with him, even though he told her several times to leave him alone. And then he went to the bar to get away from her. And when he returned, he said she started arguing with him about having romantical times again. She demanded romantical times, but he said he was tired and not in the mood. So she hit him in the chest, kicked him in the groin, tossed a paint roller at his head. A deputy said she was, quote, obviously intoxicated, end quote, and uncooperative. She was taken to the St. Lucie County Jail. Dang. Dang. Huh. Okay. This is just, yeah, okay. My word. Her mugshot is cracking me up, though. Because she is so happy. A Florida woman crashed into a store and stole some liquor. A lot of it. Suzanne Campbell, she was there for some business and fun, faces charges of burglary, retail theft, criminal mischief, according to police. She crashed her car into the liquor store Tuesday and then stole a bottle of Jim Beam. Some bottles, according to officials with the Bellevue Police Department. It's about 5:30 in the morning. BPD officers responded to the Winn-Dixie liquor store in response to an alarm. The front glass was significantly damaged because she done drove into it. Of course it was. Store surveillance showed a woman just driving her Nissan Altima right into the door. Ding dong. The woman that was wearing a gray sweatshirt, dark pants, she got out of the car, went inside, took some bottles of Jim Beam, about $23.99 a piece, with an extra $10 off, by the way. An employee who viewed the film told the officers that she lives next door to the store. She said, why did she got in her car and ran the store? She lives right next door. Officers went next door to her home where they saw the car. It had damage on the front right passenger side, and she left a half-empty bottle of Jim Beam right there in the passenger seat. They knocked on the door. She opened it. Several women were inside. They invited the officers in. Campbell was lying on a bed drunk as a skunk. She told officers she was too not sober to walk. So they had, and she said, oh, I drove my vehicle into the store. The officers were told she had not eaten in 5 days and had been consuming alcohol the entire time. Good night. She had to be clear. So they called an ambulance. They, because she had high alcohol intake. She had to be cleared twice from the hospital before she could even be booked in Marion County Jail. She faces a bunch of charges. Bond is at $6,000. Woo! Third hour next.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The White House reacting positively to a federal judge's ruling that Obamacare is unconstitutional. Here is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Obamacare has been struck down by a highly respected judge and that the judge's decision vindicates President Trump's position that Obamacare is unconstitutional. She notes that the health care law will remain in place pending the appeal process. On Twitter, the president calls it great news for America and says Congress must pass a strong law that provides great health care and protects pre-existing conditions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Donald Trump announcing that Budget Director Mick Mulvaney will be his next chief of staff. The president tweeted Friday that Mulvaney has done an outstanding job and his administration will take over next year. Mr. Trump deemed Mulvaney his acting chief of staff, but it was not immediately clear what that meant for the length of his tenure. He will replace John Kelly. Friday's stock prices sank on Wall Street.
Stock prices skidded 2% on Wall Street, with the Standard & Poor's 500 falling to its lowest level in 8 months. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 496 points. Weak economic data from China stoked worries about the health of the world economy. The turmoil over Brexit did not help brighten investors' moods. Tech companies and healthcare issues led the way down. Johnson & Johnson stock fell about 10% after a Reuters report that the firm is known since the 1970s. Its baby powder sometimes contained asbestos. J&J called the story false and inflammatory. Warren Levinson, New York.
Two lawmakers asking the Justice Department and FBI to look into whether former U.S. Olympic Committee CEO Scott Blackmun lied to a Senate panel in testimony about the handling of sex abuse allegations against Larry Nassar. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you could do something to protect your family with just 10 minutes effort, would you bother? If something should ever happen to you, that 10-minute effort could mean the difference between hardship and financial security for your loved ones. Life insurance is something most people don't like to think about. Too many people do nothing until it's too late. The reason? People expect it'll be a big hassle. Ethos changes all that. Ethos is modern life insurance for people who don't have the time for fine print, extra doctor's appointments, or hidden fees. Ethos is affordable. It only takes about 10 minutes to apply online, and you'll be taking the first step in ensuring your family has the help they need to maintain the life you're building for them, even if the unexpected happens. Ethos brings you choices that don't require an in-person meeting with an agent, and in most cases, there's no need for a doctor's appointment. Ethos, life insurance for the 21st century. Apply online in just 10 minutes. Get a free quote now at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Johnson & Johnson's on the defensive after a Reuters news report about asbestos and its baby powder.
Johnson & Johnson Company is denying a media report that it knew for decades about the existence of trace amounts of asbestos in its baby powder. The report by a European news service sent company shares into a tailspin. It cited documents released as part of a lawsuit by plaintiffs claiming that the product can be linked to ovarian cancer. Documents cited in the report show that as early as the 1950s, consulting labs found asbestos in the talc that Johnson & Johnson uses in its baby powder. Reports from outside labs showed similar findings through the early 2000s. Johnson & Johnson calls the report false and inflammatory and said thousands of independent tests prove that their baby powder has never contained asbestos. I'm Jennifer King.
French President Emmanuel Macron says that the withdrawal deal on Brexit cannot be renegotiated, and now that it's up to the British Parliament to make that next move, he met with Prime Minister Theresa May. News and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. retail sales increased 0.2% in November as strong sales tied to holiday shopping were offset by lower gasoline prices.
The Commerce Department says retail sales have climbed a solid 5.3% so far this year. In November, non-store retail sales jumped 2.3%. Furnishers, electronic stores, and health stores also enjoyed a solid bump as the holiday shopping season got into full swing. But some of that sales growth was hampered by gas stations, which saw a 2.3% drop in purchases last month.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Grammy-winning jazz and pop singer Nancy Wilson has died. Wilson died peacefully after a long illness at her home in Pioneertown, a California desert community near Joshua Tree National Park. She was 81, influenced by Dinah Washington, Nat King Cole, and other stars. Wilson covered everything from jazz standards to Little Green Apples. Her most famous song was How Glad I Am. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
We've just received news that Clarina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Clarina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
His credibility is suspect.
He's doing a great job for this country. It may not matter to you that people not in your position, God bless you, have more money in their pockets, that they feel that the manufacturing is back,
take a look at my salt
back,
taxes.
Construction is back. All these industries.
Take a look at my salt taxes here in New York and tell me that the tax cut helped me.
All these industries. Oh, poor you.
No, not poor me, but you're just not being, you're not being accurate.
People really feel badly
for
you.
No, I don't feel badly for me. I'm doing well, thank God. The president is set up to help
people
almost exclusively in my position. He's all about people who are making a lot of money.
I talk to people every
day. Dang. Well, they're going to beat each other to death. Beat each other. My word. Oh, my goodness. Welcome back. By the way, welcome back to the show. At D Lash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook as well. The goodness, there's a lot still to get into. This, let's see here. I am, there's a lot. This is what's going on with Saudi. The Senate defied the president and is calling, and a 56-41 vote. Unanimously, it's a voice vote on the prince, the crown prince over there, and Khashoggi. It's only a bill for now because Republicans blocked an effort to have something similar to consider. But Mattis, by the way, why when Mattis is giving people instructions, why is nobody listening to him? It's Agent Chaos. Why are you not listening to this man? I mean, this good night. You know that he does not walk. There are eagles that are under his feet, right? You don't know that. His pants are long. Just saying. But they want the United States to end support for the Saudi war in Yemen. And Mattis and others have been saying, okay, let's not screw things up. There's some logistical support that our country is aiding with where it concerns Saudi's efforts in Yemen. And by, you know, let's not rock this. There's a bunch of Iranian apologists that would love to see this entire relationship destroyed. They would love to see this whole thing destroyed. That's it. So, I don't... The resolution, by the way, that passed was authored by Sanders, Bernie Sanders. And this, let me pull this up because this is from, I want to say AP. It says that Congress hereby directs the president to remove the United States Armed Forces from hostilities in or affecting the Republic of Yemen, except U.S. Armed Forces engaged in operations directed at Al-Qaeda or associated forces. By not later than the date that is 30 days after the date of the adoption of this joint resolution, unless the president requests and Congress authorizes a later date. That's the War Powers Act. It was passed in 73. It was about concerned Vietnam at the time. But this, and this isn't like a huge operation. This thing isn't huge, this whole, the effort in Yemen. I don't think they're going to have a fight over the War Powers Act. But what I do think is that this, and of course it's somebody like Sanders, and of course it's Bob Menendez that are really pushing this. You have General Mattis who's saying, look, this is, come on. This, you guys need to not, throw any bombs in here. The bottom line. The people that have been firing missiles have been the Houthis, the militias that are completely, they're financed and supported by the Iranians, monetarily, with munitions, and elsewhere. Iran wants to have influence in this area. And here again, you have Democrats that are wanting to help Russia, because Iran and Russia are thick as thieves. They would love to see Saudi Arabia's relationship with the United States disintegrate so that it would give them greater control over the world's oil supply, so that it would give them greater control and influence in that area. That is what it is all about. And people who are wanting to say this Khashoggi that are wanting to use this guy was, he was, according to the New York Times, I don't really think that we should be rushing into a guy who was a member of the Muslim Brotherhood who didn't believe Israel was not supportive of Israel at all whatsoever. And was also apparently friendly to extremists. Why in the hell would we be rushing in to be like, oh, well, should they have handled it the way they did? No. Is it big enough for us to say, well, we can't work with you anymore, Saudi Arabia. I guess we're going to have to go back to helping Iran and Russia get a foothold and dominate this area. Literally, that's what we're looking at. Jiminy Christmas. It's just dumb. But I know. We're not shocked. Mm-mm-mm. So, I want to move it over. Let me pull... Move it over to this. This is one of the... And I had tweeted this out as well. This is pretty crazy. This notice that came out of Office of the County Prosecutor. So, what's been going on in New Jersey for some time is that they've been fighting over magazine capacity. They reduced it from 15 down to 10, but it was also affecting police officers, and they were trying to get some kind of clarification on that, and it just ends up getting worse and worse. So they sent out this letter today, actually yesterday, late yesterday. It is the Office of the County Prosecutor, City of Bergen. They said that it's going to amend that one legislation. The statute now provides law enforcement officers are not permitted to possess large capacity magazines. They consider anything that holds more than 10 rounds to be large capacity. They're not allowed. Officers are not permitted to possess large capacity ammunition magazines. These are magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds of ammunition to be fed continuously into semi-automatic firearms unless while on duty or traveling to or from authorized place of duty. The statute applies to all law enforcement officers, including those subject to on-call status, violation of the statute constitutes a fourth-degree crime. This is there is legislation pending to amend the statute to permit law enforcement a possession of large-capacity magazines. We'll keep you informed if and when that statute is amended. Please advise your officers accordingly. Unreal. This is one of the craziest dang things. So, yeah. Wow, wow, wow. And so this is what the governor wants, I guess, off-duty police officers to not be able to carry concealed. And good grief, no wonder officers are really hesitant to respond, and it's more reactionary than it is proactive. That's kind of, that is crazy, though. I mean, this is pandering at the sake of, I think, even their safety. By the way, are you going to have what happens if one of an officer violates that? You literally going to have an officer arrest another officer for violating that? Good luck. I'm sure that's going to happen. So we'll follow that as it goes on, because it's pretty, there are a number of states where this just continues to get crazy. This stuff just gets crazier and crazier. In Texas, they were looking at creating red flag laws, which I don't like. I don't like red flag laws because it's redundant, number one, because you have civil commitment procedures. You have all different kinds of legal manner in which you can have someone stripped of their Second Amendment right if you believe that they're super dangerous and they're about to do something. The problem is that I don't know if the anti-gun lobby definitely doesn't want to educate people about those means. Which is why they're nothing about education. They don't talk about those at all. They lie to people, and they endanger people in greater numbers because they don't inform them about the legal procedures that are already in place that they can utilize if they think someone dangerous has weapons. And they tell them instead, oh, there's nothing, you're just completely unsafe, there's nothing you can do, which is why we need red flag laws. All red flag laws do are consolidate the existing legal pathways that you can have someone adjudicated unfit, but with a big caveat, they completely, completely remove due process, meaning all it takes is a simple accusation. Your Fourth Amendment right is violated, your Second Amendment right is violated, police are forced to act as judge and jury, and they confiscate your firearms, and you are considered guilty until you prove that you are innocent. That is, and there has not yet, I've yet to see a red flag law that has been written in a manner that completely protects due process. And even if there was a red flag law that was written completely to protect due process, how in the hell would that be different from the laws that we already have, like civil commitments, etc., where that people can use and take advantage of? The problem is that anti-gun advocates want to jump over that due process. They think due process is a burden. They think that they should be able, this is why they call to SWAT law-abiding gun owners all the time. I think it's dangerous what some of these people do. Good grief. And so they're actually thinking about proposing something like that in the state of Texas. I'm telling you what, y'all better be paying attention what is going on in your state houses. Because that's how it comes, bit by bit, incrementally. We have Today in Stupidity on the way as well. OutdoorLimited.com is where I like to go get my ammo, just because I like the fast shipping and I like the fact that it's packaged well. And if there's something that I'm wanting and it's on their website and it says that they got it in stock, it's actually in stock. It's in their warehouse and it's ready to ship out to you there. They're not going to put you on a back order list, and it's not a drop shipping company. They have the just biggest selection of ammo available online. Like right now, you can get great prices on that CCI Rapid Rimfire rebate. For every five boxes of CCI Rimfire that you get, they'll reimburse you the cost of one box up to $200 via mail-in rebate. And they have great brands like Federal Ammunition. They got Fusion, American Eagle, Premium. Go to OutdoorLimited.com and get $5 off your first purchase of $100 or more using code Dana. And don't forget to check out that CCI Rimfire rebate either. That is OutdoorLimited.com, code Dana. Fall is finally here, and as the fun starts to move indoors with friends and family, make sure your most important home improvement project is handled with SelectBlinds.com. Interior designers agree that one of the easiest ways to improve a room's appearance is by upgrading your old blinds, shades, and shutters. Select Blinds makes ordering blinds online simple and easy. Select and order high-quality, easy-to-install blinds, shades, and shutters today. Select Blinds takes the guesswork out of ordering blinds online by offering unbelievable deals. Select Blinds has the most online reviews and five-star ratings on the planet. That's more than a million satisfied customers. SelectBlinds.com really is the simple and smart way to get blinds. To get the best deal on blinds, shades, and shutters, shop today at SelectBlinds.com and remember to mention Dana Show at checkout using the drop-down menu. Let SelectBlinds.com upgrade your home today. SelectBlinds.com. I love mine, and you'll love yours, too. Go to SelectBlinds.com.
Coming to the Cascade Theater, a family holiday party and showing of the classic comedy film A Christmas Story. With live music, dancing, themed drinks for all ages, a sweater contest, a jewelry giveaway from Devon's, and a visit from Santa. Then the ultimate holiday film about Ralphie and his attempts to convince everyone that a Red Ryder BB gun really is the perfect Christmas gift.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Party starts at 6, film at 7:30, Friday, December 16th. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The perfect holiday party. A night of dancing, entertainment, champagne, drawing items, and a silent auction. Come join Northern California Veterans Museum for the 2018 Black and White Charity Masquerade Ball. It's December 29th from 5 to 11 p.m. at the Veterans Event Center, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Tickets are $25 per person or $300 for a sponsor table of eight, which includes champagne, party favors, and drawing ticket package. Barbecue dinner provided by BC Stone Age Barbecue. Buy your tickets today at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum and community programs.
Don't miss an opportunity to support your veterans with the Northern California Veterans Museum, Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, and Silver Star Veterans and Widows. For tickets, call now, 378-2280. 378-2280. The 2018 Black and White Charity Masquerade Ball, Saturday, December 29th.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Cast members of the Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com. The Reading Civic box office or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the Holidays.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Mm-hmm.
outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Stream the podcast. Tell your Amazon device, Alexa, play the Dana Show podcast.
Lights are turned way down low. Let it snow.
Izzy Lash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. You know what aggravates me the most about this whole thing where it concerns the... that New Jersey mag restriction for cops, and that, oh, well, they can only, if off-duty, they can only have 10-round capacity maximum. That just means you're going to have a bunch of cops, with, a bunch of people with more than, with a million different mags that have 10 rounds. That's what these morons don't understand. You know how easy it is to do just a quick reload? A mag swap? A second. It takes me a second to do a tactical mag swap. Just a second. Shoom, shoom, boom, you're done. I don't know why in the world. I mean, it's just so silly. Why do these people, so what, are you going to start restricting how many magazines that people have? Is that what you're going to do? I mean, good grief. It's just ridiculous. Anyway, let's go ahead and kick it. I'm sorry, I just saw a picture of a dog. It was really cute. Literally, it was really cute. I was like, oh, goodness, it's all time for you. I can't help it. Oh, let's kick it into some headlines, shall we?
And now, all of the news you would probably miss.
Oh, it's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This is crazy. An Illinois hunter got a 51-point buck. Oh my gosh, it is just unbelievable. They say it could be a new record. He harvested one of the largest bucks ever shot in America. Keith Sable Whiskey. Right? Sable Squee? Sable Squee? With Swicky? Swicky? Sable Swicky? It's bothering me. I want to know how to say this guy's name. Steve, say that name. Say that last name. Keith
Sablewski.
Sablewski, right? Zablowski, but there's an S and a Z.
No,
anyway,
have,
this guy.
You have it right. Zablowski.
Zablowski? Zablowski?
Sure.
Of Johnston City, Illinois, he shot a rare buck during the first shotgun season. He landed a 51-point buck on private property in Williamson County mid-November. The points were set to be officially scored by a panel of judges at a Peoria trade show in July. This is crazy. This thing weighed about 265 pounds. This is incredible. I'm looking at pictures of it. I'm like, holy cow, that's unbelievable. This is actually a good idea. CBS News says, LA County libraries are allowing kids to read away late fees. That's pretty cool. Even the youngest patrons, they got to pay their dues, not the way you think. Cardholders 21 and under can literally read away what they owe in late fees at a rate of $5 per hour. That's awesome. I'm so glad they're doing that. They said $10 sometimes is a huge barrier for people. I love that they're doing that. A lot of kids rack up debt on overdue books, and they stop coming to the library altogether. And the LA County Library Director, Sky Patrick, said they came up with this idea because they didn't want to continue that trend. And the children's librarian says she sees kids reading away fees daily. That is awesome. Good on them for doing that. I love that proactiveness. Moving on. I don't believe this at all. Former Celebrity Apprentice staffer says Trump sniffed Adderall. Okay, so I've met him before, and he is a germaphobe. He is one, because I don't like to shake hands, and he wasn't big on it either. And I even told him. I first met him when I introduced him several years ago at CPAC. And I even said, I'm sorry, I don't shake hands. I told him, I said, it's cold and flu season, and he said, totally understand. I can't, somebody who doesn't even drink alcohol is going to sniff Adderall? Yeah, sure. Okay, moving on. Yeah. Let's see. I had another one. Oh, gosh. We talked about this. So this was over the summer, though, when we talked about this. Remember how people can get bitten by ticks and they become allergic to meat? So they've been doing scientific research about this. I mentioned this on Facebook, and there were people who said that happened to them. Where do y'all live? Because I don't want to go there ever. That would be, like, my worst nightmare. And they said that the, like, for one woman can't eat beef or pork, drink milk or cheese, or even have gelatin because her blood pressure drops and her throat closes. That was that was one of the results. She got bit by this tick, and so they're doing a lot of research into this to find out exactly what's going on and if they can counter it, because please do. Oh, my word. We have a lot more of the show coming up. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us.
But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm.
Everyone wants to be credited with giving the perfect gift, not the same old boring socks or wallet or underwear. You want to find something unique and something more memorable. So I want to tell you about the ultimate gift for the firearm enthusiast on your list. It's the ETS Speed Loader, the perfect stocking stuffer or Christmas gift for only $30. The ETS Speed Loader is the world's fastest speed loader that loads rounds into your firearm magazines easier and faster, guaranteed. The ETS Speed Loader should be in every range bag. You can actually check out the video for yourself at loadmagsfast.com. Give the gift of no more mag thumb, that cramping pain that you get in your thumb and your hand from loading rounds. ETS makes a universal rifle loader and pistol loader for 9mm, 40 and 45 calibers and 380. Visit loadmagsfast.com and use promo code Dana to receive free shipping. That's loadmagsfast.com, promo code Dana.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460. KCNR 1460.
Celebrate the holidays with the Grammy-winning Mariachi Los Camperos bringing their show Fiesta Navidad to the Reading Civic Auditorium Friday, December 14th. Tickets on sale now for the ultimate mariachi experience. Mariachi Los Camperos has performed on The Tonight Show and more, and will be at the Reading Civic December 14th. Get tickets at ReadingCivic.com, at the Reading Civic Auditorium box office, or call 530-229-0022.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Cast members of Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the holidays.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Did you know that it is constitutional for students to sing religious Christmas songs in public schools? Well, it is, so long as the religious songs are balanced with secular Christmas songs. Visit pji.org and download our free guide, Christmas Q&A.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program. Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Follow along on Twitter at DLash.
And official Dana Lash on Facebook.
Look, the president's exactly right. He's not worried about it. I'm certainly going to take the president's words over a bunch of anonymous sources. He's been very clear. He's not worried about it because he didn't do anything wrong. The things that Michael Cohen did and did wrong and is convicted of have nothing to do with the president. And he made that clear today, and we've made it clear over the last several months, and you're going to continue to see us do exactly that.
Oh, I thought I was going to hear Ted Lieu. That's Sarah Sanders. She's right. I don't even think it's a crime. I agree with Hans von Spakovsky. Can I hear my Ted? I want to hear this Ted Lieu.
Protect our borders, and he.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me start by saying, this is a stupid and ridiculous hearing.
It was one of the most bizarre and stupid, ridiculous hearings I've ever attended. It is an inefficient and stupid system. We have the power to stop stupid legislation. It really is quite a stupid thing.
That's just dumb.
So again, this was a stupid hearing. They can pass whatever stupid legislation they want, but it's really stupid to use military force without a strategy. The reason they didn't meet with the president was because of his stupid tweet for what is really a stupid interview. Actually, Ari, I think the real reason the Republicans are launching these stupid investigations is like dangling the shiny objects. Here, look at it.
Oh my gosh, he's like, somebody voted for him. Someone thought, this fellow sounds smart enough to run for office. I think he's earned my vote. This gentleman sounds very smart and convincing. Think I'm gonna give my vote to him. Who thinks like that, man? Yeah, for real. How does? My goodness.
And by the way, that's the same guy that did.
It's a very good point you make. I would love if I could have more than 5 minutes to question witnesses. Unfortunately, I don't get that opportunity. However, I would love to be able to regulate the content of speech. The First Amendment prevents me from doing so. And that's simply a function of the First Amendment.
Yeah, I still love just the admitted big government boot there. Oh, my gosh. This is Ted Lieu. I mean, what do you expect? This guy is, he's not friendly to freedom. He's not a fan of freedom. I guess you could say it like that. Well, I want to move on before I do here. Oh man, I have to tell you really quickly. This segues into what I was telling you, previously. Where's my, I got a Christmas gift. One of my favorite times of year. I mean, in addition to Halloween is Christmas. And one of the reasons why I love it so much is because it's fun and I love Christmas lights and I like to go elfing like just doing, you know, going and getting Christmas presents and stuff like that. But also because I get avocados and sweet Texas navel oranges from KURV down in McAllen. Oh, I forgot I didn't tell Kane about this. I know Sergio's listening right now. Is this for me and Kane or just me? Because I can eat the whole box. It's probably just me.
Probably
pretty sure it's me.
Both of them?
Pretty sure it's also just me.
Is it
me.
Just you think?
Yeah, because it was sent to me. And they got little letters in there. And
I'm the half
it's
Mexican
from Bell's
here.
Farm to Market. And you're, look at you. Holy cow, did
I'm
you seriously just do that?
I'm the half Mexican here.
What does it have to do with the oranges and avocados?
What do you mean?
What?
Are you serious?
So it's grown right there in Rio Grande Valley. One of my affiliates down there in McAllen, Texas, KURV. Beautiful area. Hot area, too. Holy cow. But beautiful. Bell's Farm to Market. And I love the little notes that come with them every year. Like, they always send, and Sergio and Roxanne, who is at KURV also, they don't just send you a Christmas card. They send you a card with Jesus on it. Baby Jesus is on this card. So there's, like, nothing, I mean, literally, baby Jesus and the little lambs and the shepherds and the wise men. So there is no mistake. And the Bell's Farm to Market, I love the little notes. Like, cause they, I feel like they want to almost, cause they are really grown right there in Rio Grande, and they are so, this is not a commercial. They are so good though. They are so insanely good. My problem is I could eat like three of them. I could inhale them and it, because they're that good. But they always go, I think they send this note because it's almost like they're afraid you might think that they're just like, you know, they're not as pretty as the grocery store ones. Because the ones that are grown and, well, you know, who knows where those are grown. And it says, I am a sweet Texas navel orange. I may be rather ugly on the outside, but as they say, don't judge a book by its cover. And don't judge me until you have tried my sweet, juicy interior. I'm being shipped to you directly from the tree.
I don't want my fruit talking to me.
Yeah, they go, let me have some fresh air. Let me out right after I arrive. It's really cute. It typed out that letter itself. Did you know that? And then they have the avocado, the Lulu avocado. It's right there in Rio Grande Valley. And they are so good. So I'm going to have. So you're wanting some, huh? I mean, I have enough I could share, I guess.
Oh, well, in that case.
I don't really want to.
I wasn't going to. I didn't want to take your personal stash or anything.
Yeah, oh, sure. But anyway, I Sergio and the folks at KURV, they send these to me every year, and they are so kind. It's one of my. I always get so excited. I'm like, they're I feel so. We don't have that kind of stuff here.
I don't know about directly from the Rio Grande Valley.
What would I send? Meat?
Oh yeah, what would you send from here?
Because they literally like walk out and they're like, "Here's our orchard, and here's everything that we grow down here in Rio Grande Valley."
That's a good point.
And I'm just like, "Well, I got some mosquitoes." And what can I send?
Do nothing. That's the worst gift.
Anyway, this is funny. So I got to think of something. Anyway, I saw this. I saw Sergio, who's at KURV, and he'll be filling in for me over the Christmas break as well. But they do this angel, the Salvation Army down there in Hidalgo County. By the way, I love Salvation Army. When I homeschooled my kids and I lived in St. Louis, the Salvation Army was a great partner to our homeschool co-op, and they let us use their facilities, and they were so great with all the kids, and they do so much for the community. And I just think whenever, you know, you can help the Salvation Army, any chance that you get to help them. You see a bell ringer, that's why I love Hobby Lobby, because they let bell ringers still come out. Give everything you got to them bell ringers. I love it. And in Hidalgo County, they have an angel tree program that closed, but they still need help because there are over 700 unadopted angels in Hidalgo County. They need toys. They need clothing. These are kids who need help for Christmas. And there's over 700 that still don't have anything. And so if you can, they need new clothing, toys, donations, even cash or checks to the Salvation Army headquarters there in Hidalgo County in McAllen. It's at 23rd and Pecan. So make sure you go and help out in any way that you can, because I can't imagine. My goodness, I can't imagine, you know, kid not getting anything for Christmas. My gosh. So they have over 700 still. So Salvation Army headquarters in Hidalgo County in McAllen, Texas. Make sure you go and check that out as well. And that is, by the way, that's one of the things I love doing is when you have kids or you adopt families and you do stuff for Christmas. It's like you get to be a kid again when you shop for toys. Because, see, when I was a kid, like, we couldn't afford a lot. And so, I didn't get, the cool stuff. And so now that you're an adult, you can do whatever you want. It is, do you ever feel like you're, like, even when your kids were small, do you ever feel like you were also shopping for you as a child?
Yes. That's exactly how it goes, actually. Matter of fact, my kids...
What would Baby Kane like to play with?
I used to always say this. My kids are who keep me in that whole perspective of staying young and thinking young. You know what I mean? Like, it's... Yeah, and it's... What is more rewarding than seeing that face light up Christmas morning? You know what I mean? Like, that is... That's a precious thing.
Yeah. It's... Look at you, son and all.
Who doesn't love
right
that?
After you played your race card so you could get some avocados and oranges.
Seriously?
Yeah, I totally love that.
Take a sweet moment and then you just...
Did you bring a bag of nuts? Did I see over there you brought your bag of no cutting board with your lemons today?
It's raw almonds and blackberries. It's keto snacks.
Are you like Snow White? Like, no. What are you? Do you talk to the woodland creatures? And did you? Are you? You're gonna start wearing Birkenstocks. You come in here eating nuts and berries.
Not at all. None of that is happening.
Do you eat tofu?
No, I don't eat tofu. I don't
eat
any soy.
Heavens. Yeah, you shouldn't because it's bad. Yeah, you shouldn't because it's totally bad. Anyway, oh my goodness. So.
And avocados and oranges. Well, avocados
I'll share
are in
with
the
you.
Keto snack area.
I'll share with you. I'll get into some hate mail next segment because I can't follow up that with this. So I can't. So we're going to take a quick break. Super Beats is good for all-day energy. It helps if you need an extra perk up later in the day without caffeine and the processed sugar. It harnesses the power of nutrient-enriched beets and creates a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. And 1 teaspoon of Super Beats daily supports your cardiovascular health and blood pressure levels. So you get natural energy without the need of a quick caffeine kick or a sugar high. It's real, healthy, natural energy. Call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeats.com. Find out how to get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats and free shipping with your first purchase. That's 800-664-5617, danasbeats.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Hearing, aw, you shouldn't have.
Without spending more than you should have.
Staples has the hottest tech gifts this holiday. Laptops, tablets, monitors, and printers.
At the lowest prices guaranteed.
And you can't get lower than the lowest with Staples Price Match Guarantee.
So everyone on your list gets more than they dreamed, and you save more than you imagined.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
In-store only, limitations apply. See a store associate for details.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent hailstorm. Here to describe the event, a football.
Bro, I was just hanging on the roof when this gnarly storm starts dropping baseball-sized hail. The shingles got beat up. A few windows looked like broken. It was savage.
Did you do anything to help?
Nah, bro. I was in survival mode.
Your football can't help you in a hailstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Liberty Safe is the number one safe manufacturer in the nation, having sold more than 2 million safes. And they're number one for a reason. This holiday season, just think how happy you could make someone special with the gift of a Liberty Safe. Liberty Safe leads the industry in technology and innovation. They offer exclusive features like military-style locking bars and a heat-expanding fire seal that is second to none. Plus, all of their full-sized safes come with a lifetime warranty. Liberty Safe makes a truly unbeatable product that you can count on to protect the things that matter most to you. And they understand a quality home or gun safe, it's a once-in-a-lifetime purchase, which is why it's important to make the right choice. And Liberty makes it easy. Take their interactive online quiz and decide which model is best for your needs. Now's the perfect time to become a Liberty Safe owner because right now they're offering 18 months interest-free. Visit LibertySafe.com. That's LibertySafe.com. Visit LibertySafe.com and tell them Dana sent you.
Sunday, December 16th, KCNR will be off the air from approximately 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. in order to transition over to our new studio. We apologize for the inconvenience.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Miss anything from the show? Check out the full podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen.
Well, that's why we've always said we need a second special counsel, because, you know, we can't put anyone in jail. We can just try to get answers. But you're so right, Sean. When you say, I got away with something, that just tells you you didn't do it the right way. You didn't follow the rules. You didn't do it the way you were supposed to. They were so focused on getting President Trump, that they were willing to set up a lieutenant general, a guy who served our country, as you said, 33 years.
Oh, there you go. True, true, true. That was Jim Jordan who was talking there. I'm trying to think. We got a lot of, there's some things I didn't actually hit in, and I wanted to make sure I got, because we're going into the weekend, and then, I'm going to put this up, because there's a couple of, just bear with me, I have a million things in front of me, and I have one screen. So, this 11-year-old, we kind of hit on, there was audio about this yesterday. There was an 11-year-old that had the last name Trump who was bullied into totally, completely changing his name. This kid from Delaware was mercilessly bullied. And because he had the last name Trump. Mercilessly bullied. And so his name was Joshua Trump, and he asked the school to change his last name. He was 11 years old. He has no ties to the president, but they just have the same surname. And his parents told local news there, WPVI, that he was getting ridiculed and bullied for it and verbally harassed. And they cursed at him, all kinds of stuff, because people are hateful. Look, I can't tell if they were adults or kids, which ones, because the adults do this too. They said it happened after Trump began running for president. And it was so bad they had to take him out of school. They homeschooled him for a year. And then later they enrolled him at Tally Middle School, and his parents spoke to administration officials. And they said that he had some challenges at his previous school because of his last name. And so they called him Joshua T. instead of Joshua Trump on daily roll call. But then on December 5th, the parents said that two separate incidents had occurred, one in class and another on the bus, involving different groups of kids. And they determined the identities of the kids involved and all of this stuff. This poor kid. So now they have to change his entire name in the school system. And he's going to adopt his dad's surname. This is crazy. So if these kids are, I wonder what these kids are hearing at home, if they're treating kids that have the last name Trump this bad, what do you think these kids are hearing at home? Yeah. Probably, they're probably taking their parents' immaturity and projecting it on the, honestly, the way that these kids are acting is exactly how adults act in politics. It is no different from what I see on MSNBC. It's no different than what I see at, like, Mediaite. It's no different from what I see at places like, you know, at things like media, the George Soros-founded Media Matters, the website that's operated by a guy who, according to the Daily Caller expose, the staff said that he was on drugs and his staff was illegally carrying firearms into D.C. while they were simultaneously saying that everyone else needed to be disarmed. Yeah, all of that. The problem is bullying never ends. You just got to learn how to deal with bullies. Bullying never ends. I told my kids that. I'm like, there's always going to be bullies. You will always deal with bullies. The rage mobs, those are all bullies. Those people that want to rage and try to get people fired and do all this stuff, they're bullies. That's what they are. I told my kids, you're never going to not have bullies. I said, adults just find ways to justify their bullying when they get older. I'm like, you got to learn how to deal with them. So deal with them. And that's kind of how we approached it in our house. Like, don't start nothing, won't be nothing, don't take nothing. Because the only way bullies learn is when they get put in their place. That's the only way that they learn. And I always can't, the one thing I can't stand is when schools have zero tolerance. So, like, if a bully gets put in their place and then the kid that would put the bully in the place would get in trouble, oh, hell no. Hazard of being a bully is sometimes you may get whooped. Don't be one. Don't want nothing, don't start nothing. It's really simple. But that's so sad that this kid had to change his name. The school also should have sent something out to the parents to say something like, hey, maybe, you know, don't, because these kids are getting it from somewhere. Where are they getting it from? Where on earth would they get that to treat people like that? Because he's got that last name. They have to be hearing it from somewhere. So, you know, where are you getting it from? Maybe the parents at home should be parents and not project their, and not do all of that political garbage and be so ridiculous, because then their kids see it, and then they start acting that way, and then they recreate it at school, and this poor kid now can't even say his last name. That's, golly, it's just awful. So that's one of the stories that I had for you that I wanted to get to. This is, let me pull this up, the other one that I didn't get to. A watchdog has banned harmful gender stereotypes in ads in Britain. The Committees of Advertising Practice said harmful stereotypes and adverts contribute to how people see themselves and their role in society and can hold some people back. The ban will cover men struggling with household chores or girls being less academic than boys. The rules have come into force in June 2019. The change follows the review of gender stereotyping in adverts by the Advertising Standards Authority, the organization that administers the UK advertising codes written by CAP. The review found that, quote, harmful stereotypes can restrict the choices, aspirations, and opportunities of children, young people, and adults, and that these stereotypes can be, quote, reinforced by some advertisements which play a part in unequal gender outcomes, end quote. And as a result, they say, some people could be held back from, quote, fulfilling their potential or from aspiring to certain jobs and industries, bringing costs for individuals and the economy, end quote. Are you kidding me? Today in Stupidity Game.
Wow, that's not it.
I know, I just stole your thunder.
You totally gave me some more stupidity. Joy Bia Bia Behar was out there talking
what
about...
Was that?
Joy Behar? She's out there talking about Orrin Hatch and his support for Trump, and this is what her solution is.
He's going out of office.
He's out of his age all the time.
But he has nothing to lose by speaking against truth to power about Trump. Why does he say, even if he commits a crime, it's okay?
There's more that's gone on behind the scenes.
Twitter.
I think favors have been done, and it's gone.
I have no idea.
He also won a Grammy, interestingly.
He won a Grammy.
He writes music.
Yeah, well, so did I.
Orrin Hatch should go to jail because he supports our president.
Oh, well, that's how they do, right? People want to jail people just because they,
Maybe the Trump kid that got bullied heard it all from the media or Joy Behar.
Yeah, true. Maybe he did. Folks, that's all we got for today. I hope you have a great weekend. Next week will be our Christmas countdown before big Christmas break. End of year list. Oh, my gosh, a list a day. Have a great weekend. God bless. Back with you Monday.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. President Trump applauding a court ruling that Obamacare is unconstitutional and should be scrapped. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president welcomed the ruling from a federal judge in Texas, tweeting, "As I predicted all along, Obamacare has been struck down as an unconstitutional disaster." He urges Senate and House leaders in Congress to pass a strong law that protects pre-existing conditions. The White House describes the judge in the case as highly respected and points out that the law will remain in place pending the appeal process. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stocks ended the week with sharp losses on Wall Street. Financial analyst Hillary Kramer observes that the traders and big industrial investors got uneasy going into a weekend when volatility is in the air.
No one wants to have large bets or large positions on stocks because it's such a volatile time. We are seeing so many fast and quick-changing geopolitical developments while the stock market is closed, especially with the China-U.S. relations, that therefore, there's some sell-off that can take place, especially on Friday afternoon.
Hillary Kramer, editor of the financial newsletter Game Changers, in cooperation with Salem Media, parent company of townhall.com. GM says it has 2,700 jobs for workers slated to be laid off, as we hear from correspondent Tom Krischer in Canton Township, Michigan.
GM says they're going to be able to place about 2,700 of the workers that they said would be laid off. They made an announcement in November that they were going to close four plants in 2019. But they're saying that most of those workers will be able to find jobs at other GM plants. Now, they'll have to relocate. Some of them will have to pick up and move. Others might have long commutes.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Spirit Airlines, once the tardiest airline in America, now tops the latest rankings for on-time flights.
The Transportation Department says 89% of Spirit's October flights count as arriving on time, beating usual leaders such as Hawaiian and Delta. It's the first time that Spirit, a discount carrier that's a frequent object of passenger complaints, has topped the rankings. Some travelers still avoid Spirit and other budget airlines because of their reputation for poor service. If travelers come to see them as reliable, however, discount airlines could pose a greater threat to bigger competitors. Keith Peters, Washington.
A Swedish think tank says Russia has emerged as the world's second largest arms producer after Russia surpassed Britain, which had held the spot since 2002 and remains Western Europe's number one arms maker. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Kosovo's parliament has approved the formation of an army, a move that has angered Serbia, which says it would threaten peace in the region.
The result of the vote was never in serious doubt. It was carried unanimously. Kosovo's government was jubilant. Prime Minister Ramush Haradinaj called it an historic vote and promised to provide peace to all who live with us in our common home. But MPs from Kosovo's ethnic Serb minority boycotted the session. They insisted that forming an army required constitutional changes approved by all ethnic groups. Serbia's Prime Minister, Ana Brnabic, said Kosovo's army wouldn't contribute to stability in the region.
That's the BBC's Guy Delaney. Facebook says that a software bug may have exposed a broader set of photos to app developers than users had granted permission for. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Winter is coming.
At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
I love this quote. It's from Mahatma Gandhi. He ran a gas station down in St. Louis for a couple of years. Mr. Gandhi, you can still go to the gas station? A lot of wisdom comes out of that gas station.
A lot of wisdom from down at that gas station. That was Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton. Boy, it's good to be a Democrat, isn't it? You're a Republican, that'd be the end of your political career right there. That'd be it. Toast. New York Times, Washington Post would be outraged. Tisk, tisk. Sucking their teeth, rubbing their chins, cheating on their spouses. That'd be unrelated, but it's part of the daily routine, nevertheless. Good morning and welcome. All kinds of goings-on, such goings-on, such goings-on. President Trump, Michael Flynn, Judge Sullivan, non-disclosure agreements, the Clinton Foundation. We've even got Taylor Swift. We've got Mika Brzezinski. She apologized. You know, she referred to the Secretary of State, the former CIA director and number one in his class at West Point, Harvard law grad, as a butt boy. And she came on the air this morning and effusively apologized to butt boys everywhere. She still hasn't apologized to Mike Pompeo. And I'm not making this up. I'm really not kidding. This is not a term I understand. It's a vulgar term. It is. This is the news media. This is NBC News. I'm exposing the truth in using this term, a term that people might use to refer to someone who's a sniveling, groveling sycophant. I don't think you're actually referring to someone as someone's sexual orientation. I think the term is broad enough, it's flattened out enough over the years, where it just means that you're a bootlicker. Really, it's synonymous with, I don't know if you look it up in the whatever dictionary, the Democrat Party dictionary, how butt boy comes back, but there might be some reference to Mika Brzezinski there now. But she used the term day before yesterday, and then yesterday, mysteriously, coincidentally, she had the day off to spend with somebody's family. When nobody knows whose family, but certainly not with her, I guess, current husband/co-host at NBC, but probably not the ex-husband and the ex-kids that she abandoned because she was banging the co-anchor at MSNBC. I'm not entirely sure. But she did come on the television this morning, and she offered us an apology, the likes of which we heard yesterday, like Keith Olbermann's apology when David Schuster dared to insult the Clintons. It was a perceived slight, but everybody was fired, and they all apologized endlessly. They're still very sorry, gravely sorry. They're profoundly sorry. They couldn't be more sorry. It would be literally impossible for them to be more sorry that they insulted the Clintons. How dare they insult the Clintons? David Schuster did. So Olbermann came on and apologized in a most unseemly and obsequious way, and that's what Mika did today. Now, she still hasn't apologized to the Secretary of State, who she was actually insulting. That's the person that was the target of her insult. The slur, butt boy, was used against the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, again, number one in his class at West Point. And then the Democrats, I was reading the comments, they so you should just call him a traitor. Yeah, okay, that's probably the way to go. If you really want to take this civil war to the next stage, you should kind of keep that stuff up and see how that goes, which I think is probably inevitable at this point, but taking it to the next stage, that is, because this is the direction that we're going, and there are no brakes to be found anywhere. Nobody knows where to tap the brakes anymore. It's just a cable TV-driven, ratings-driven government. Our government is ratings-driven because CNN and MSNBC have an outsized influence when it comes to political discourse in America, and they are catastrophic in their contributions to our political discourse. They are a literal catastrophe when it comes to political discourse, all kinds of things. You know, the one of the big hubbubs. Oh yes, by the way, we're at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. The judge in the Michael Flynn case raising some eyebrows around Little Washington Town today and yesterday because he is demanding. He has ordered. He is a federal judge, Judge Sullivan. He has ordered that the Justice Department, the Mueller people, release documents having to do with their railroading of Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, the former director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, who was ensnared in this political barn burning that we've been watching for the last 2 years. And they're after witches. They're going to burn the witches. And the judge has stepped in here, and something interesting may happen. Who knows what could happen? Interesting things could happen. There's some discussion, and people there are certain people, legal and elsewhere, saying that it's possible that the judge may just throw the Flynn case out, which would be great for the world, for America, for the Constitution, for law and order, for justice, for decency. Decency is sorely lacking in all of this, all of it, from butt boy to Samantha Bee and feckless beep to sort of all of it, to the news media's non-coverage of Antifa and their over-coverage of everything else. Lack of decency is a serious problem in the midst of all of this. But I'll get into all that stuff. and lots of other things too. Taylor Swift is in the news. Taylor Swift, the Major League Baseball in the news. I love this story today. Florida and Brenda Snipes in the news because, you know, she is a typical Democrat, I think, kind of a standard Democrat. They shot and killed that radical Islamic Muslim jihadi terrorist in France. News media will go as far as to say that it was a terror attack and then leave all of those other words out because they've sanitized it for reasons of political correction. Venezuela, we got news out of Venezuela where things are not getting better because they've already implemented Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's proposed policies, and now they're all starving to death and dying in the street, and they just leave them there when they die because, you know, Hugo Chavez brought about the Bolivarian Revolution and implemented the ideas that Bernie Sanders and AOC are pushing here in the United States. So the squalor is rampant because it's the invariable and inevitable result of these policies every single time. And then they lie to you about it for 50 years or 100 years, and it still works because Don Lemon and John Berman on CNN carry water for these clowns and all this good stuff. So I'm off to the races, apparently, but it is a wonderful time to be an American, and it's a wonderful time to be alive, and it's Christmas time, and it's a wonderful time to be with people that you actually like and perhaps even love. Unlike, you know, Bill Clinton and Elliot Spitzer and John Edwards and a long list of, but we'll get into some of that later. One of the big hubbubs over all of the Mueller stuff, you know, it's not really about Russian collusion anymore. They got this front page story in the Washington Post today about Butina, who they left in solitary confinement or isolation or something until she gave the story that they wanted. We've really kind of become more like the Soviet Union than I'd like to say, but we've Sovietized a lot of our law enforcement, a lot of our political processes, and it's because the left is here. The left is, they're here. They're officially here, and they're in charge of a lot of things. That's led to a lot of problems. But, you know, forget about all that Russia. Oh, Butina, she tried to infiltrate the NRA. Oh, no, it didn't work, but that, none of that really doesn't matter. You know, interesting, who was she? And they said she was offering sex and giving sex in exchange for, and then they came back and said, well, no, none of that's true either. We just, that was all a lie. We made all that stuff up. But it was great headlines for several weeks before we revealed that it was all a lie. And you should trust us because, oh, and there's an update on Peter Stroke and Lisa Page. And their cell phones, it turns out that, you know, they got in trouble for their text messages back and forth. And then Page was allowed to retire, and Stroke was fired for cause. News media is fine with all that. That's nothing to see there. Pay no attention to that. And they got in trouble because of their text messages and stuff, right? Now, it turns out, you know what the Mueller investigation, the Department of Justice, the FBI did with their phones while all this was being looked at? Well, it was all front and center. It was even headline news in some newspapers. The FBI, the DOJ, the Mueller investigation, the phones were just, they just kind of disappeared. They were recycled. Did they give them to Hillary's people to smash with hammers like they did with their cell phones and their laptops so they could completely destroy the evidence, the 33,000 emails, the private server, the bleach bit, the destruction of evidence, the immunity agreements for five of Hillary's key people that, you know, these would be the people you'd put the screws to and threaten to put their children in jail if they were Republicans. But since they're Hillary people, they all got immunity deals, and they popped champagne, they went to the steam room, there was a little hanky-panky going on there. Hanky-panky. Yeah, down at the Justice Department, they got a steam room. I don't know if they really have a steam room, but they should, just for the Democrats to have a little circle fest going in there. Good times. Amazing stuff. But now what we're looking at is not Russian collusion. It's not infiltration. The news media is excited because Butina got up at an event and was handed the microphone by someone and asked candidate Trump a question about Russian relations. Aha! So the news media says they met face to face. This is how the news media spins it. It's quite amazing. Our news media is profoundly and shockingly corrupt and dishonest, and they are the central problem in America and in Western civilization today. We need a revolution in journalism. And what we're seeing on campuses, journalism schools and so on, is even worse. Well, I don't know, it can be even worse, but we can expect more of the same because more of the same is in the pipeline, because it becomes a circle fest of sorts. These retiring crooked journalists then go to journalism schools and corrupt the next generation that come into the pipeline, rinse, repeat, because this is the cycle that we're in when it comes to journalism in America, and it's tragic. So we're no longer pursuing, really, Russian. We're not going to indict anybody on Russian collusion. That's all just a joke. They indicted. I was listening to Dr. Sebastian Gorka this morning on the radio, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka making good, cogent, serious, intelligent points, as always, that the whole Russia thing, the Russia collusion thing, is just, look, they've indicted Russians for spying. But it has nothing to do with Trump. Russians are always, you can indict Chinese for spying. You can indict people from all kinds of countries for spying, but they would have nothing to do with Trump. So they've done that, but now we've moved on to non-disclosure agreements and women. And after 20 years of the Democrats telling us that a president's sex life is none of anybody's business, and Republicans saying, well, he lied under oath, and that was actually the issue. And also he's a skeezer and a sleazebag, and she was a, you know, a 22-year-old intern and at the White House, and the power relationship is very Harvey Weinstein. And but they were protecting Harvey Weinstein for 20 years, too, as the Clintons hung out with him. Well, now it's on to the non-disclosure agreements and whether, and Michael Cohen, he's going to prison for 3 years. See, that's Trump. That's one person away. He had an office on the same floor as Trump. And that's what they've got now. He had an office on the same floor, and the Mueller torch brigade got him. They got him. They trapped him. They trapped General Flynn, too, and I've got a lot to say about that today because there are some updates on that with the judge and all of that good stuff. But on non-disclosure agreements, gosh, if you were a journalist, and if you're a fake journalist and you're listening, I know you're not actually a journalist. Let's say you're Jake Tapper at CNN. Go in and ask, how common are these non-disclosure agreements in politics? There's a question. Have the Clintons ever asked anyone to sign non-disclosure agreements? Bill Clinton, employees, paramours, girlfriends, the Energizer, you know, women that he has sex with to this day behind his wife's back when everybody knows it. The newspapers report about the Energizer coming and going from one of their multi-million-dollar mansions, the one in Chappaqua. The Energizer comes and goes. The Secret Service laugh about it. They're the ones that labeled her the Energizer. I wonder why they call her that. Does she have a little drum and cymbals when she marches around the house naked and nothing but white socks with bunny ears? I don't know why they call her the Energizer, but there it is. Well, I went to the New York Times and Law and Crime blog, Dan Abrams, and they reported that, you know, the New York Times had reported that a former member of Hillary Clinton's 2008 campaign staff was known to be sexually harassing a female staffer, but was allowed to stay on board anyway, despite calls for him to be fired. He was then reassigned to another job, but kept on. While the allegations against Burns Strider, his name is Burns Strider, he's like a character from The Simpsons, Burns Strider, are certainly serious, perhaps more troubling is the reason why the woman involved, being harassed by a Clinton staffer, can't talk about it. You see, the woman, who has yet to be identified by name, continues to be bound by a broad non-disclosure agreement that prevents her from talking about the sexual harassment that she suffered while working on Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Now, why would that be a problem? Gosh, I don't know. Did they make payments to the woman? Has the non-disclosure agreement? Has she lived up to it? Should she violate the non-disclosure agreement and come forward with her story? Has she asked for money to stay silent? Would that be blackmail or extortion if she did? Are such non-disclosure agreements common in American presidential politics? We know that the Democrats on Capitol Hill, and Republicans too, have been paying off women in sexual harassment cases for years and keeping it a secret. They've been using taxpayer dollars, at least $17 million taxpayer dollars, used to pay off harassment claims on Capitol Hill. Any non-disclosure agreement signed there? Maybe Jake Tapper could bring that up on today's show, but I'll bet you $100 he won't.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Guys, are you still looking for a great Christmas gift for your wife or girlfriend? Then treat her to the very best this year with the world's softest pajamas from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts for over 15 years. Because the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny, they're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, warmth, and comfort, and you'll love the way they look. Best of all, you don't have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Thousands of men just like you have made their loved one happy with the world's softest pajamas. You can too. But you need to get these amazing PJs today, because they normally sell out. So here's what you do. It's easy. Go to Pajamagram.com right now or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's Pajamagram.com.
34 million Americans smoke. That's about 1 in 7 people. Not every smoker wants to continue using cigarettes. Juul was designed by smokers for smokers to be a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Juul is a vapor product that contains nicotine for a satisfying transition. If you're one of the 34 million adults who smoke, know that there is an alternative to cigarettes. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Napa Know How!
It's the biggest holiday sale ever at Napa. Like a Black Friday sale every day, with hundreds of items at their best prices of the year. Like a Bluetooth speaker with LED light system for just $29.99. Just $29.99. See, just like Black Friday, but nobody gets trampled. So don't miss Napa's biggest holiday sale ever. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/18.
With this job, having two hands won't cut it, which is why I thank the stars I have a third. Grainger. When my two hands are full, I fully rely on Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. So, whether I'm fixing a furnace or fastening a faucet, Grainger hands me what I need when I need it, which makes me a pretty lucky guy. Because when it comes to needing an extra hand, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Well, now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Call Get Relief today and get free information that shows you how to lower your monthly payment and get debt forgiveness. This program has proven to work for credit card debt and medical bills. Discover the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Call now, 800-207-8558.
800-207-8558.
That's 800-207-8558.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com. Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Riots scheduled for Paris this weekend. That's fun. And great stories. I have this crazy thing called the internet, unlike most journalists. FBI agents signed NDAs for matters involving Hillary's emails. Here's a story I've got coming up for you. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Gina in Great Falls, Virginia. Gina, you're on the Chris Plant Show. Gina's on the Chris Plant Show. Hey, now you're there.
Ah, you can hear me.
Yes.
I want to know why the press just totally ignores the slush fund that Congress has that they've been paying out for all these non-disclosure agreements with women when they're campaigning, but the president can't get away with that. That doesn't make sense.
What do you think the answer is to that question, Gina?
That they're just corrupt. The whole press, the whole news media now is just all on the side of the Democrats.
I got to tell you, we have an establishment media that protects and defends the crown as long as the crown is worn by a Democrat, whether it's on Capitol Hill, Pelosi, or Schumer, or Obama or Hillary or Ted Kennedy, protected, have been for a long time, worse now than it's ever been. We have a news media that is institutionally corrupt and incapable of carrying out its constitutional duties. Most of them are Democrats. What do you hear this interview I have today?
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Sunday, December 16th, KCNR will be off the air from approximately 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. in order to transition over to our new studio. We apologize for the inconvenience.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant. Or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Nobody except for me would be looked at like this. Nobody. What about Congress, where they have a slush fund and millions of dollars is paid out each year? They have a slush fund. Millions. They don't talk about campaign finance or anything. Have you ever heard of campaign finance? Have they listed that on their campaign finance sheets? No.
Now, the fact checkers will go after President Trump on that and say, well, it's not millions and millions of dollars each year. Only some years is it millions of dollars. But over the years, we are told they have paid at least $17 million taxpayer dollars to individuals who have made claims of sexual harassment, sexual abuse, other kinds of abuse. And it turns out that Congress, members of Congress, and Congress itself as an entity, they take our taxpayer dollars and they dole them out to people that accuse them of misdeeds. And then we never hear about it because I assume they have them all sign non-disclosure agreements when they settle with the people with money that is not their own, but ours. What an arrangement, huh? How third world. How banana republic. However, and this is what Gina was just talking about there, there is an update that I can share. Here are the headlines this morning, or from last night. At last, Congress overhauls its awful sexual harassment policy. That's the Huffington Post. Fortune magazine, Congress passes bill making lawmakers personally liable for paying sexual harassment suits. Congress members will finally have to pay sexual harassment settlements. That's splinter. Now, I'd like to point out that of the leading things, CBS News has one, but I don't see it in the Washington Post or the New York Times. This is not an important story to them. And Gina wanted to know, why doesn't the news media pay any attention to that? I guess the short answer is, The media is not out to get Congress. So they're not overinflating these things and puffing. No, you could take this, and it's like Summer of the Shark. What was the Summer of the Shark famous media episode should be taught in journalism schools? The news media turned, I think it was the summer of 2001, as a matter of fact, into the Summer of the Shark. And the news media covered every shark story like it was Jaws, like it was a big deal. And the American people were under the impression that we were being attacked by sharks like never before. At the end of the season, when people stopped going into the water, we learned that there had been no more shark attacks that year than there had been any other year. But there wasn't a lot going on that summer, so the news media decided to make it the Summer of the Shark. It was TV. It's about ratings. It's a lie. It's not journalism. It's not news. It's fake. It's entertainment. And these people are tap dancers in whiteface, and they put on a little show for their audience. It's a disgrace. You know what happened at the end of that summer? The attacks of September 11th, 2001. It was no longer the Summer of the Shark. They stopped talking about the shark attacks. But when there was nothing else going on, things were pretty good. It was unfortunate that the Clinton administration and Bill Clinton and Sandy Bergler hadn't taken any action on Al-Qaeda and on bin Laden when they had ample opportunity to do so. So they had laid the track for the September 11th attacks, something they've gotten away with, scot-free, as it were. And no big deal, and Sandy Bergler destroyed all those unique classified documents that he stole from the National Archives and stuff into his socks and underwear and all that stuff. No big deal, not really a thing, because the news media wasn't out to get Sandy Bergler. In fact, Sandy Bergler's daughter was working for CNN at the time, if I'm not mistaken, and went on to more news jobs, because that's how that goes. But I digress. The news media is not out to get the Congress. They're out to get Trump. That's why a non-disclosure agreement from Trump is the focus of their attention, whereas non-disclosure agreements from the Clinton White House, from the Loretta Lynch. Get a load of this. Again, I'll get to what Congress did yesterday with the sexual harassment things. From the New York Post, July 12th, 2016, during the presidential campaign, FBI agents signed NDA for matters involving Hillary's emails. Non-disclosure agreements, NDAs. In an unusual move, FBI agents working the Hillary Clinton email case had to sign a special form reminding them not to blab about the probe to anyone unless called to testify. And even then, apparently, in Comey's case and beyond. Sources said they had never heard of the case briefing acknowledgement form being used before. Although all agents must initially sign non-disclosure agreements to obtain a security clearance when they start working at the FBI. This is very, very unusual. I've never signed one, never circulated one to others, said one retired FBI chief. Hello, chief. An FBI agent currently on the job admitted, quote, I've never heard of such a form. Sounds strange, end quote. Meanwhile, FBI agents expressed their disappointment over FBI Director James Comey's decision not to recommend charges against Hillary Clinton, sources close to the matter told the Post. That's a story that just went away in a day. And there were lots of FBI agents, former and current, the current speaking anonymously, current at the time, speaking anonymously, not for attribution, said that they couldn't believe that Comey was not recommending charges in the Hillary case. Well, they already given, you know, they're voting for her, they're campaigning for her, they were working for her, they're out to get Trump, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, James Comey, the list goes on. And, of course, they didn't recommend any charges against Clinton or any of her people, and they take hot tubs on Martha's Vineyard with Hillary Clinton staffers from the State Department. FBI agents believe there was an inside deal put in place after the Loretta Lynch-Bill Clinton tarmac meeting, one source said. Another source from the Justice Department was furious with Comey, saying he's, quote, managed to piss off right and left, end quote. You know, it shouldn't even be seen in a political context, but of course it always is, usually first and foremost. So these non-disclosure agreements are important in the eyes of the news media. on a selective basis. There are certain non-disclosure agreements that matter, and those are the ones that can be used to embarrass the President of the United States, and they can pretend that it's illegal. If it's illegal to have someone sign a non-disclosure agreement, well, then there are a lot of people who break the law in Washington, including Hillary Clinton's campaign. And if they start asking questions, other political campaigns, where it's very common for all kinds of staffers and others to sign non-disclosure agreements. Now, with that said, yesterday on Capitol Hill, the Congress passed a bill making lawmakers personally responsible for sexual harassment settlements. Oh, no. No, it's not really. I mean, honestly, what's the point of even being a member of Congress if they start taking away all the perks? If you can sexually harass your young female staffers or male staffers or your transgender staffers, could be a Democrat office, you know, nebulous, gender non-binary, don't identify with any known gender kind of employees. If you can sexually harass them with the knowledge that when they sue you, you can just use taxpayer money to pay them off and force them to sign a non-disclosure agreement as a condition of accepting the money so they can never speak of it again. And that's what they've done here. That's what the members of Congress have done. And as our first brilliant caller, Gina, suggested, she raised the question, well, why is it that the news media, and this is kind of front and center, if the news media, they just passed a bill on Capitol Hill yesterday, you'd think that would garner some attention, but you'd be wrong. Because that's how corrupt our news media is. Brittany Shute, writing for Fortune magazine, Congress passed a bipartisan bill today that will overhaul the policies regarding the handling of sexual harassment claims within the legislative body. It's a within the legislative body. It's a, the Congress. Within the legislative. It's a very flowery language there. It's like calling a helicopter a rotor-winged aircraft. According to the Associated Press, and she's just quoting the Associated Press, the biggest change to the Congressional Accountability Act, it's the Congressional Accountability Act, which was first passed in 1995, but did not provide for congressional accountability. See, they call things the Congressional Accountability Act, and built into the Congressional Accountability Act is that the Congress will not be accountable. That's why they call it that, because... And when that bill was passed in 1995, the news media didn't cover what was in the bill because they're lazy. They're journalistically lazy, intellectually lazy, physically lazy, like Barack Obama. Lazy. They passed it in 1995 is that lawmakers, including those who leave office, will be personally financially liable for any settlements resulting from harassment and retaliation. Retaliation, too. They got retaliate because they can retaliate. There is no cap on the amount for which a legislator could be held liable. Well, how could they put a cap on how much that? That would be a pretty outrageous thing to put in. Well, we're going to put a cap on how much you can sue us for. You should be dragged out of there by tow trucks if you pass. They should be dragged out with tow trucks for passing what they passed in 1995. The overhaul of the law, the first significant change since it was established, does away with a mandatory waiting period before victims may request an administrative hearing or file a lawsuit. So, see, previously they had their writing this all wrong. Right? See, here's the thing. In 1995, they passed a bill that apparently capped how much you could sue them from, put a mandatory waiting period in before you could file suit, and then provided a slush fund of U.S. taxpayer dollars that could be used to pay them off as they sign non-disclosure agreements to keep them silent in perpetuity. That's what they pass. That's the story here. And that's what we've been living with as a country since they passed that bill. But when the news media gets it, they take whatever the Democrat Party talking points are and they write them up like this, and that's how they do it. Furthermore, the bill mandates public reporting of settlements, which includes identifying lawmakers found to be liable. See, found, but first they have to be found to be liable, so they're still protecting themselves. Unlike Brett Kavanaugh and the way that members of Congress treated Brett Kavanaugh, who was he? Was this all kept private until he was found to be liable? No. So they still got built-in protections for themselves. Just my reading of this, which includes identifying lawmakers found to be liable. Well, what about accused? I want to hear about the members of Congress that are accused That's the standard we applied to Brett Kavanaugh. Why are we not applying the same standard to the lynch mob that tried to set him on fire? A legitimate question, I've got to say, facing the nation. And you know who will take this up today in the news media? No one. A number of congressional representatives resigned their seats this past year, particularly as 2017 came to an end. Michigan Democrat, longest-serving member of Congress at the time, Representative John Conyers, resigned amid sexual harassment allegations. So did Minnesota Democrat Al Franken, as well as Arizona Republican Trent Franks, who reportedly asked staffers to serve as surrogates and bear his children. So that requires a little more explanation, and you notice they didn't explain anything for the two Democrats. Texas Republican Blake Farenthold also resigned in April of 2018 while under investigation for using taxpayer money to settle allegations of sexual harassment and gender discrimination. Well, that's what they all did. But you notice the two Republicans, they add some detail to the two Democrats. They smooth it over. The updated bill now heads to President Trump's desk where he's expected to sign it. Isn't that wonderful? That's just great stuff. And if there were any journalists interested in doing journalism, you could go find the absurd holes in the new legislation, identify the absurdity of the old legislation, and you could write a very nice piece about the corrupt Congress and how they continue to protect themselves. How about retroactively making all of the settlements public because you owe us that, because you work for us, because you are our employees, your paychecks are paid by us, and the settlements were paid by us. And when you crookedly, corruptly passed this law in 1995 protecting yourself, it was unconstitutional because it provided two tiers of justice in the United States of America, one tier for you and exclusively for you, and another tier for everyone else. And perhaps if we had any journalists in this city, they could get on that story lickety-split, as Chaz Bono likes to say. But that's not a story they're going to get onto because they have lunch with these people and their children go to school with them and they vacation with them on Martha's Vineyard and they think that they're important because they're hanging out with members of Congress. That's a big mistake. Big, big mistake. All right, so just a couple of thoughts off the top of my head on those things. And I got to say, the Michael Flynn thing they're recommending no jail. But the judge, Judge Sullivan, has stepped up here, and interesting things ahead. Interesting things ahead. With Flynn, the judge, Mueller, the special counsel investigation, and what is that? Michael Cohen was on the television this morning. He decided to do an interview with a Democrat Party apparatchik, a Clinton administration official named George Stephanopoulos, who provided Michael Cohen with his talking points and told him which words to use to help out the Democrat Party because that's George Stephanopoulos' role in our society. And Michael Cohen abided.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Chris Plant here. If you suffer from allergies and asthma or get sick too often, listen up. I researched home air purifiers and here are the facts. That HEPA technology we thought cleaned the air we breathed was invented during World War II and traps mostly large particles. The problem? The air in our homes often contains micropollutants like bacteria and mold, which can make you sick. And HEPA filters can't destroy those. So I replaced the HEPA units in my home with Molecule air purifiers. Molecule does more than trap airborne pollutants, it destroys, I repeat, destroys them with nanotechnology before you inhale them and get sick. Do what I did. Get Molecule and destroy. Don't collect pollutants. You'll breathe easier and sleep better almost immediately. It's the happiness guarantee. Not happy in 60 days? Send it back for a refund. Visit GetMolecule.com, spelled M-O-L-E-K-U-L-E, and save $75 with promo code Chris. That's promo code Chris at GetMolecule.com.
More good news on the economy. Unemployment drops again.
Tax cuts. Slashing red tape. The Trump approach is pro-growth and America first. So why is his health secretary trying to let foreign countries like Greece set Medicare drug prices here in the U.S.? The world already gets a free ride on American innovation and medicines. The right answer is more competition, not imported socialist pricing schemes. Tell President Trump to fight for America and a better deal. Visit ProtectMyPartB.org.
Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Well, now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Call Get Relief today and get free information that shows you how to lower your monthly payment and get debt forgiveness. This program has proven to work for credit card debt and medical bills. Discover the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Call now, 800-207-8558. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com. Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Plenty of great stuff to get to today. Michael Flynn, Judge Sullivan. Best thing that could happen there is the entire case is thrown out. We had a caller a short time ago who was on the line wanted to say that Mueller needs to go down with the ship. I mean, this whole special counsel thing, it's like the Sicilian thing, has got to end. as Kay Corleone said. The only Major League Baseball player to take a knee during the national anthem is having trouble finding work, Yahoo Sports reports. Bruce Maxwell became the first Major League Baseball player to join Colin Kaepernick's protest to take a knee during the national anthem in 2017. A year later, the 27-year-old is struggling to find a job, according to Susan Slusser of the San Francisco Chronicle. Maxwell took a knee toward the end of the season in 2017. He explained to Yahoo Sports' Jeff Passan why he made that decision during the 2017 offseason. Maxwell was arrested after pointing a gun at a food delivery person during the offseason. He was arrested for aggravated assault and disorderly conduct. And as people say, well, it's because he took a knee. It's because of his First Amendment rights. However, one Major League Baseball executive told Slusser, it would be the kneeling and not the arrest that would keep Maxwell, now a free agent, from getting a job this off season. Well, he didn't want to want a job in the off season. He wants a job in the on season, if I'm not mistaken. It's the kneeling thing that might keep him from getting another job, not the arrest, one Major League Baseball executive told the Chronicle, apparently anonymously. Owners aren't going to want to deal with that whole anthem issue, the guy said, the person said. Maxwell did not kneel during the national anthem in 2018. Another source said the combination of both things were keeping the teams from signing Maxwell, according to Slusser. I guess in professional sports, if their record proves anything, they don't really have a big problem paying people millions of dollars after they knock out their girlfriends on video in elevators or after they're arrested for beating women or, you know, committing crimes involved in gunfights at clubs in Atlanta. Doesn't seem to bother the owners most of the time. But I'm thinking that the guy is probably not desirable for a variety of reasons. He's a gun-toting maniac criminal who puts guns in the faces of the Chinese delivery food guy or pizza delivery. And, you know, if I've got a baseball team, I don't think I want to hire that guy. Maybe he's got a place in the Democrat Party. Then he takes a knee and he does all... He should run for Attorney General of Minnesota. If he's a Democrat, he can run for office, and the news media will never bring up any of this stuff. It won't be on CNN. And the Democrat Party doesn't mind either.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.